B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
My 40-33 last night at the Link over the Packers. What an amazing, wild game. But you know what keeps coming down? I keep going back to this offense without Goddard. Like, I was wondering, could the offense generate enough? How would it look, right, this offense? And all that read option, all the RPOs and the RPRs. I don't know how many other acronyms they can use for the same offense. It's unbelievable. It really is. Jalen Hurts. It should be Hurts Appreciation Day. All right? I got to start it off, man. So he rushes for 157 yards. Like, are you kidding me? 157 yards, 17 carries. He averaged 9.2 yards every time he carried the ball. Oh, my God. And he runs. So, obviously, how shifty he is. But he's got such a great, strong base that we've talked about the whole thing. You know, talk about squats. That's what happens. You got squats. There was a play where a Packers defensive lineman has him dead to the rights. Instead of rapping, he hits him, right? And he just bounces off. He literally just kept his legs going, bounces off, does not go down. Wow, what an incredible. And then, you know, listen, he doesn't have to throw that much. So he's only 16 for 28. But he makes two great throws. Like, the touchdown passes were fantastic. The back shoulder throw to Quez was a great throw. You know, it really was. And then Sirianni, you know, after the Indianapolis game, the game plan, he comes back with a strong, powerful game plan. Let me just run. 363 yards on the ground. What? I mean, are you kidding me? You're rolling up those kinds of yardage numbers? 363. That's like watching the old Nebraska Cornhuskers. That's unbelievable. It really is. I mean, look, I thought last night was going to be a sweat going into the game. I was like, yeah. Packers against the wall. This is their whole season. This is probably going to be a bit of a sweat. I don't see blowout. And then boom, it's 13-0. Now, Green Bay comes back, and you wind up being tied at halftime. But it was still just they just took control. Like, they seized control. And then you get to Rodgers a little bit. You knock him out of the game. And, Jordan Love looked pretty good on his first foray. And that's them. But, listen, you were playing from ahead again. Like, you just were playing a lot of, from where you could just tee off. You got that great offensive line, right? And then you just tee off and pound the football. Boom, boom, boom. And you just pound it. I mean, it was just sensational. When you look at games during the season, and you go, wow, this Eagle run game. I mean, I gush over San Francisco's run game. And, the difference is they might have McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell, Debo, but Garoppolo ain't Hurts. You know what I'm saying? And when you got that kind of weapon at quarterback where he's just impossible to really stop, right? Like, in that sense. I keep thinking about, you know, how do you defend him? Because my mind always goes to, like, I'm watching something so spectacular. How do you defend him? You know, it's so interesting to watch how they run their offense. And then, you know, the beauty is you could go, you could have a game like that where you're just a Mack truck on the ground. And then you can go other way and you got two great players in Devontae and A.J. Brown. Right? There's two, you know, you talked about A.J. made a nice, a hell of a play the other day, last night. So did Devontae, actually. So you have those two ridiculous weapons. You bring Goddard gets back in the mix, and this offense is just a handful. They're a beast, this offense. Really difficult to stop, to get in front of. It's going to be fascinating, you know, this whole run. This has been a magical, magical year. And just when you go, well, you know, they haven't looked good the last couple weeks. Is this a downtick? That was my fear. Listen, it's a downtick. Don't panic. You come back up, right? And then, you know, you'll be fine. Because they're a really, really good team. But, man, that offense was a display. It was amazing. It really was. I keep going back to it in my mind's eye because it was like watching a great college team from 1984. Like, that's what I felt like I was watching. Where you just had, you know, Oklahoma, Nebraska, those teams. It was just rolling up big yardage behind, you know, the big hogs. You kidding? Wow. Oh, we got. I hope everybody's Thanksgiving was great. Well, good. The holidays are upon us. It's beautiful. The Delaware Valley, 10-1, baby. 10-1, Judas.
What's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning,
hope
my
you had
brother.
A nice Thanksgiving,
brother. That was. Let's. You know, we'll get to the frivolities. All right. We'll get to that stuff.
Well, we got a game to talk about.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you kidding me?
That offense is just such a pain for opposing teams. It has to be. And they did that last night without Dallas Goedert. Now, there was the moment where the Eagles are up 13-0, and then the offense kind of, you know, was halted for a few drives. There was like two straight drives where we were like, all right, they're really missing Dallas Goedert. But then Jalen Hurts just continues to ball out, and then we find out after the game that A.J. Brown was so sick. Did you see the photo of his face,
yeah,
by the way? He
yeah.
popped a blood vessel
yeah.
in his eye. He was throwing yeah. up so much, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so basically you're playing with a, I don't know, 60% A.J. Brown because yeah. he's sick and has the tweaked ankle.
Yeah.
Quez Watkins, who's kind of getting put back into the offense a little bit because of the loss of Dallas Goedert. Devontae Smith goes to the tent like three different times yesterday, and they still put up 40 points.
Amazing.
And Jalen Hurts puts the team on his back again. The Packers, not a great rushing defense, but it shouldn't be that much of a mystery that Jalen Hurts has the ability to run, and they couldn't stop him. He had over 100 yards rushing in the first quarter.
It was amazing. Go through the drive chart, right? So it's 13-0, then they score 13-7. Then they drive the ball all the way down. Actually, they drive the ball. That was where they go for 4th and 1.
Right.
They somehow don't get it.
Yeah, back-to-back. It was 3rd and 2, and then 4th and 1, or 3rd and 1.5.
3rd and 1, 4th and 1.
Yeah, and they don't get it, which
is an anomaly.
I mean, you know, you would never go against those odds that they wouldn't get that there.
And then the next drive, they drive all the way to the Green Bay 22, and that was the fumble, the A.J. Brown fumble. So they don't even punt until late in the second quarter. How nuts is that?
Yeah, I mean, they were, you're right. So, I mean, I see, obviously they still miss Dallas Goedert, but they're finding ways to be able to play without
him.
Dude,
right I hear you. I mean, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, going into the game and judged off the last week, Indianapolis, no Goedert, you know, I had that kind of, this is a slide. That's what I kept thinking. There's a little bit of a slide, then you got to get healthy, and then you'll be all right. That's kind of my that's what I thought the rhythm was, but they didn't miss a beat, dude.
No, they didn't. Now, we'll obviously talk about the defense because Packers scored 33 points, and Aaron Rodgers was not okay, right? The thumb, and then he takes the shot, and they still put up 33 points. So that's obviously going to be a question.
Chauncey, I'm worried about Chauncey.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, that was a bad shot, and then had to get carted off the field, which, look, good for Blankenship with the big interception at one point. He stepped up yesterday. But, yeah, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, he leads the league in interceptions. So that's not something that you just go, we'll be fine without him.
You just
got to
get him back, right, in a couple weeks, type of thing.
And it seems like you're kind of at that point right now where guys are getting dinged up, which stinks.
Yeah.
Right? You dealt with it with the offensive line. They're back and healthy, which is great, but then you lose Dallas Goedert for multiple weeks, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. It's late in the season, 11 games into the year, so you're going to start seeing that. Hopefully they can kind of get past this injury bug and be okay.
That's the sport, though. Everybody's hurt.
And look, he had a great game yesterday. But, dude, I'm worried about hurts sometimes. He took that one shot to the ribs. Remember they showed the mouth guard flying out?
Yeah.
It's such a blessing and a curse because he's so explosive running.
Yeah.
And they couldn't stop him. They had a spy out there and still couldn't slow him down. But it's terrifying, man. He takes a couple more shots. You worry. He's usually safe with his body. But every once in a while, when he's near the end zone, he tries to get that last couple of yards to get in, and then he'll take a shot. And if you're a defense this late in the year, you're going to do it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just kind of, he's so sturdy, and he's so resilient that, I'm serious. Like, I don't worry. I'll worry when it happens type of thing, right? I mean, but for now.
He goes down.
Foles
here.
Right. Exactly. No, there's no Minshew, nothing. Right. I agree with you. But he's so sturdy. He doesn't take a lot of head-on shots. Now I saw the same one you saw last night, and I went for a second.
And he went for a second.
He
could tell he got the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, it was a shot. I'm with you. And you got to somehow minimize those hits.
Yeah.
And then he's usually good at not taking them.
Right. He usually takes
them. He carried the ball 17 times.
It's going to happen. He's going to get hit.
At some point, that's a running back. You don't have running backs that don't carry the ball 17 times.
He took a late hit when he going out of bounds. Like, it's going to happen, especially come playoff time. Teams fighting to get into the playoffs toward the end of the year. They're going to take that unnecessary shot.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you run the ball, that's got to be an anomaly, man. I mean, it's the RPO, RPR, whatever you want to call it. It's just how they're playing, that dictates where the ball goes.
Right.
Is it a throw? Is it a run? Is it a pitch? Like, what are you doing?
The one thing I'm worried about, he looked good yesterday. He made good throws.
Yesterday
was a great day for Jalen Hurts. I don't want to lose him, because if you lose him,
you got to just go out and hope that he's. The interesting thing is, he's a half a foot shorter than Wentz,
right?
And
sturdier.
Yes, he is. He is. Wait, listen. Wentz had a glass jaw.
Yeah, he did.
On the bottom line, he had a glass jaw. Jalen doesn't. Jalen's sturdier than Wentz. Many ways. I've seen him take shots, and he's up. Boom. Spry. Shakes it off. It's uncanny, dude.
Yeah, it really is. It is. And, so it's good that he can pop up like this, which is fantastic.
I would like to. I hear your point.
The one thing.
Yeah.
No, not a criticism of him, not a criticism of the offense.
I get it, brother. I get it. You're doing it out of fear of losing him. You know what it is? I can't do it anymore.
I know. We've done enough with Joe, with
I can't
Wentz,
do it. I can't watch in
Bryce.
Fear. I can't watch in fear. I used to watch McNabb in fear. I used to watch Westbrook in fear.
Yeah.
I used to watch T.O. in fear.
Jason Peters.
I can't do the...
every game.
I can't do the fear thing. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's not like he's going to stop. Which you shouldn't. You shouldn't. That's a big part of the offense, right? Exactly. Like, they're not going to stop.
Right. That's the you don't roll up all those yards and all those points. I mean, that's, you know, again, that, there's your risk management.
And the beauty is, he's making throws, right? That's the other thing. Like,
right.
Yeah, the guy, I watched a lot of that Ravens-Jacksonville game the other day, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar was missing throws left and right.
Yeah.
And you know that there's an emphasis of him not running as much, especially because he's got the contract negotiations going on. Toward the end of the game, he started running the ball more because they needed to score points. But Hurts, at least, is making those throws. The one to Quez Watkins. You and I were talking about that before the show today. The back shoulder touchdown pass. He made throws to A.J. Brown. He's going to make throws to Dallas Goedert when he comes back. He and Devontae Smith have a nice connection. That's good.
Yeah, he's accurate. Like, the back shoulder throw was fantastic.
Which he didn't do last year.
I know.
At all.
And Quez made a nice play. Quez has done it.
He's a good receiver, man.
He fills his role nicely, man. He really does.
Yeah, and they need him. They need more of him right now because what they're doing with Goddard out is they're lining up A.J. Brown in the slot at times. They're lining up Devontae Smith in the slot at times.
You have to.
Because you saw last week it didn't work with Jack Stahl.
Yeah.
It didn't work with Grant Calcantara. Yeah. With all due respect to those guys, Stahl's a blocking tight end. Calcantara was retired and decided to come back in the draft, and it was a sixth-round pick, right? So,
yeah.
And Tyree Jackson, like, I saw him on the field a handful of times, but you're going to go right now at the A.J. Brown, the slot role, which I think is it's a smart move. Yep. That's what they should do. And so you need Quez Watkins on the outside. He's making plays. That's three straight weeks he's made a play. 3 weeks ago, unfortunately, he led to a fumble, but it was a great catch.
Yeah, I mean,
sucks that he made the fumble.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Right. I mean, that's just where you get up. And a guy knocks it from behind. Happens. I can't work.
But he's made three good plays in three straight weeks.
No, he's done well. My man Boss Hardware says Hurts embodies toughness and heart. He's Philly.
Yeah.
And in so many ways, I know sometimes that we glance at the heart and the heart thing or the toughness thing. But it is true, and he does in so many ways embody Philadelphia. You know, he's not Herbert, 6'5", slinging it all over. He's tough, gritty. He's a winner. You know, he's had the underdog thing, and what does he do? He comes back, works harder after that, you know, the Tampa loss. I mean, you know, God bless him. He really does. I think the boss is right. He does embody this town in a lot of ways.
And let's be real. He was not a top two tier quarterback last year and did not look like he was projecting to one.
No.
Right? Like, we see guys, we project all the time with young quarterbacks in the NFL. He, and you and I said it 1,000 times, if there's anybody that's going to work their tail off to get better, it is Jalen Hurts just by hearing him speak and seeing his work ethic and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes work ethic doesn't get you to that next level.
No.
For him, it did, man. Look at him. And how many times have we heard on the broadcast recently that this is the first time since high school that he's played back-to-back years in the same system? I wonder how much that has benefited him. I'm sure
it did. I think in a big way.
And he's looked tremendous. And so he was not projecting to be this talented of a quarterback, but he has been.
Well, look, I mean, you know, the other thing, too, is he comes in and they built an offense around him.
Right.
Like, something tells me, well, I do know that that wasn't going to be the offense. Like, all this read option RPO stuff, that wasn't going to be, you know, not everybody has it, but they were going to completely sell out to it.
Right.
And, you know, I give a lot of credit to Sirianni because Sirianni goes, well, I'm going to build it. And he said this in his opening press conference, which I liked, which is we're going to build an offense. We're going to be schematic toward the strengths of our team, our players.
They didn't have a
scheme. That's a big deal.
He didn't have a system. It wasn't Chip Kelly.
Right. You're not trying to fit players into your system.
Right.
You're going to build a system around your players.
Right, which and I think is sometimes smarter.
That's what he did. And he scrapped it again. That was a great, great game plan they had going. Big win, man.
Yeah, huge win.
10-1. That's awesome.
It's just crazy. You got to give a lot of credit, obviously, to the Eagles building their team. And then how about the Dolphins building their team?
Yeah. Right?
Tua Tagovailoa, another guy who I didn't think was going to be this incredible quarterback in the NFL. But you put pieces around him like Waddle and Tyreek Hill and Gesicki, you know, and then Jeff Wilson Jr. as a running back.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy, the parallels between those two,
yeah.
Tua and Jalen Hurts, because of the Alabama days, and now in the NFL, two guys after 1 year, you're like, yeah, this probably isn't going to be it. And then year two, there's an offense built around them, and look at the, you know, the leaps that they've taken in their careers.
I know.
It's incredible.
I know. All right, lots to do, lots to get to. We're just back. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. We'll discuss our Thanksgivings and our weekends here on Cyber Monday. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis. We kick off the holiday season. Gotta love it. What a 10-1 football team. That's the best. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio, Tunis. Just getting started on a victory Monday. Let's talk about the Bet Parks app. Oh, man, you want to have the Bet Parks app right there on your phone. All the good stuff going on right now between last night. Like, you can same-game parlays and Hurts rushing yards and props and all kinds of great stuff, fun stuff. Miles Sanders, you know, all that stuff. Or, if you want to get into the little World Cup action. You got every day, in the morning, right? You like Brazil a little bit later on. You got it on the Bet Parks app. Or a little Sixers tonight against the Hawks. Build something out for that. Million things you can do with it. So much fun, which makes sports so much fun. Because just, you know, whether it's the props or the same game parlays or, you know, just money lines, whatever you want, they got it on the Bet Parks app. Download it right to your phone. It's incredible. The casino, the games right there at your fingertips. Just remember, you got to be 21. You got to be in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Across the Delaware Valley. Tunis, how was your Thanksgiving, Tunis? We had to get the business out of the way first.
Yeah, that's good. It was solid. I told you we did the appetizer stuff at my sister-in-law's house, which was nice, and hung out with my nephews, which was cool. And then we made the drive down to Brigantine and did the Thanksgiving dinner. Did the birthday celebration. Chrissy's birthday was on Thanksgiving as well, so that was nice. And the beauty of it all, the turkey was not done yet.
Okay.
It took a while.
Really?
But it means it was done after Cooper's bedtime. So Thanksgiving dinner, the coop was already asleep. So it was kind of nice to just sit there and not, pass the baby around the table so other people can eat at different times. So he was already in bed, and we enjoyed Thanksgiving dinner with kind of, you know, no stress. Which was nice. It was a good time.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly, and spent the night there, so we enjoyed ourselves because we had nowhere to have to drive, so that was nice. And then had a nice chilled out Friday morning, did the leftovers with the breakfast, which was good.
Look at that.
Now, how about you? Did you guys cover?
Yes, actually.
Outright?
It was an outright piece.
Wow, good for you. Well, you got a professional on your team at this point.
Well, he was the star of the show.
Well, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, we had our turkey bowl right on the 13th in Oregon. It was fun. We had a great time. Yeah, it was Anthony did well.
That's good.
Yeah, Ant did well. He even all the guys were like, damn.
Well, who is this kid?
Right? Like, he actually did well.
Couple toddies?
Yeah, Moss got a little jealous.
I'm sure he did.
It was a star.
And look, Ant probably felt good because he's a lineman, so he's not getting in the end zone all that
right.
much.
Right. No, he's showing, some moves. He's enjoying himself. I go, dude, you sure you don't want to just do flag just to keep your skills going? He's like, Daddy, I'm a lineman, Daddy.
Hey, you never
but
know.
He did well, though. You
never know how the body changes. Yeah, you know, maybe all of a sudden he's a tight end.
Yeah.
Lane Johnson used to be a quarterback.
Exactly.
It could be the opposite. Tyree Jackson.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was fun.
That's good.
It was fun. It was a great time.
What did you eat? Because I know you're not a big Thanksgiving guy.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was disappointed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, so we went to, then we went to Stokes after.
Yeah.
Right? So we did the Revelry. All the kids, Joe Ben got the McDonald's for the kids.
Nice.
He goes and gets the McDonald's, brings that back to the bar. So the kids do that, play darts and have fun and drink Coke. And we had a couple beers and enjoyed ourselves. And then we went back home. And you know, like my wife made a turkey, a ham.
Okay, I love a ham.
And mashed potatoes, right? And then there was some other stuff. But she's like, listen, there's only the five of us. She goes with my mother-in-law, yeah. right? She goes, and she was going to make a lasagna. She goes, you know what?
I mean, there's only five of us.
There's a lot of work between the turkey and the ham. What am I going to say? There's a lot of work. That's a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
So, but I don't really dig the turkey and the ham. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get the turkey. I had a little piece of turkey. She makes great mashed potatoes, so I ate the mashed potatoes. And that was it.
Yeah, that kind of stinks.
I had like a couple things. And then so the next day, everybody dives into their leftovers and all.
Right.
I ordered pizza.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really eat much Thanksgiving, and then I didn't really eat much. So I figure I'm on a diet anyway. I'll save it for Christmas.
See, we normally do the leftovers with breakfast as opposed to like the turkey sandwich. Because we're not a big turkey family either. It's gotten to the point where it's like we're only making it for Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? It's like we all kind of have a few pieces, and now there's this whole bird that's left over, which is, you know, then we give it to, we had a couple other guests, so they took it home with them and that kind of stuff. So it's not like it went to waste. We're not wasting a turkey. But, dude, we fried up the mashed potatoes and the stuffing the next morning with the eggs. Dude.
Wait, so you did mashed potatoes?
Yeah, my mom reheats them on the pan. On the stove.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then crisps them up pretty much. Oh, she's been doing it my whole life.
So mashed potatoes?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden there's like a, you know.
Oh, stovetop?
Yeah, it browns a little bit. It's nice, man.
Really?
Yeah. And then it goes well. You put the yolk on top.
Dude. Oh, that's what you love your egg.
Yeah, you're anti-egg. Where for
yeah,
me,
all that stuff.
Then I pour hot sauce on top. I mush it all around.
Oh, man. That's just, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Some stuffing was in there. Oh, man, I killed it. I enjoyed breakfast more than dinner. Oh, man.
I love it. You're great. You're the best. Actually, I forgot I did eat. I had leftover soup dumplings from Dim Sum Garden. Because when we left you, because we were all together Wednesday.
Yeah, you stayed longer at the market.
We were at Reading Terminal Market. We went to Molly Malloy's, hanging out. We love it. What a great broadcast.
It's so much fun.
That is a blast. I love it there. And all the people coming around, it's the best.
All of a sudden, I had a couple, two, three shots. Didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, you had a little, you were feeling good.
I was feeling good.
I could tell.
Well, I had a ride.
Yeah, I could tell you were feeling good.
It was nice. I had a ride. I got picked up.
When you went to Germany's to pick up your cannoli.
Yeah.
I could tell you were like, you were waving. You're the way you're walking.
I was feeling good, man.
Yeah, it's good.
It was nice.
It's good. So we decided to move. After that, we went to Dim Sum Garden. Those soup dumplings are ridiculous. So I had a couple left over the next day.
That's good.
That was my highlight. Brought me back to when I was, my early 20s.
Right.
I was having pork lo mein. I had
leftovers. It's a nice Thanksgiving.
Next day. But I'll tell you, it was a great weekend. A great weekend of sports, too, man.
Dude, the games yesterday. The product's been ugly this year.
Yeah.
But yesterday, that Cardinals-Chargers game, again, it's the Staley dude, is Brandon Staley. I know they won. I hated that they went for two at the end there.
Yeah, man.
I hated it. You're down one. If you don't get it, you lose.
Yeah.
This stupid analytics of, well, but if we get it, we win. And if we only go for the extra point and we tie, we go to overtime and there's a 50% chance that we lose. Okay, but if you don't get the two-point conversion, you lose. It's over. But they got it and they won. So now Brandon Staley's a genius.
Yeah, I'm with you. You're the Chargers.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going for two for? So why you're on the road? That's why he should get fired. They should hire Sean Payton.
Yeah, he killed him. He killed him last year with the analytics, going for it on fourth downs like when he didn't need to.
Again, you got Justin Herbert. So if you got Justin Herbert, you know what are you worried about? Like what are you afraid of? I gotta go for two. You only go for two is if you're a double digit underdog.
Right.
Then you go, well, I'll try for the win. All right, say the Packers get in. If you're Green Bay and you can't stop the Eagles,
you think about going for two.
You go, well, maybe I'll go for two, go for the win. But that's the dumbest. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I hate
and stupid.
It. But it was entertaining.
Yeah.
And it was exciting. And a lot of the games, the Seahawks Raiders game yesterday, going to overtime, which was great. A lot of fun football yesterday.
It was great football, man. It really was. It was great football. And Saturday was great. Like, rivalry weekend. I love rivalry yep. weekend. And you know, Michigan beating Ohio State.
And incredible.
Wow, that was
incredible,
wild.
Man.
I didn't see that coming.
No.
I thought Ohio State would. I thought it was not like last year. They came in and they were like, wow, that was wild. Matty Rhule going to Nebraska.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, he was all pumped up.
He'll be there for 10 years.
Yeah. And guess what? He'll turn that program around like the glory days. It was funny. I was just going back and forth with our man, Nicky. Because he goes, are the Eagles, because I brought up Nebraska. Watching them play, it reminds you of, those old Nebraska days. Now, again, the difference is Tommy Frazier would throw like 12 times a game.
Right.
But he would throw like for big plays. Like they would run, and he'd run a wishbone. So it's not really. But it's still, the RPO is the cousin of the wishbone.
Yeah, it's similar.
It's not like it's, completely different offense. But when a quarterback rushes 17, I don't think I've seen an NFL quarterback run 17 times like that.
I would imagine maybe Lamar recently in the last couple of years.
Right, but 17 times, like I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah.
But when you see it like that, 17 times.
Well, there's one other guy in the league right now. That's Justin Fields.
Yes.
And that's because I don't want to be disrespectful to Justin Fields. It's one of the few things he can
do. He can't throw it the
way.
Right,
Hurts has a better arm than Justin Fields.
Well, Fields has a big arm.
My arm is in like he's making
but Jalen's got
making
a
better right, passes, yeah. throws.
No, he's going to play quarter. He's going to play the position. Jalen plays a position, whereas Justin Fields right now is still one, two reads, and then he's off.
Right.
And a lot of those aren't designed. Like the RPO is designed that if I have a lane, I'm going to take the lane. And he makes great reads on it. Like,
he does.
He runs that thing in the back of his, and he can run it with his eyes closed. It's impressive.
Yeah, it was a fun night yesterday, man, watching that game and watching that offense and just thinking, oh boy, wait till Dallas Goedert comes back. Because that's what's going through my mind the entire time, because we were worried that when he goes down, what's it going to look like? And look, they lost against the Commanders when Goedert gets hurt, but then the offense kind of looks suspect against the Colts, but the Colts do have a good defense. Their corners are pretty good. I mean, Stephon Gilmore's still a pretty decent cornerback in the NFL. And so you go against the Packers yesterday, who are not the best rushing defense, and what do? You run it down their throats. That's good. And now I can't wait till Goedert comes back. You just have to get through these next couple of weeks.
I know. I mean, listen, I look at him, and I was having this discussion Saturday morning on my Fox show about the Super Bowl. Like, if you look at it now, you're down to just a handful of teams.
Yeah, you got your cream of the crop.
I mean, look, barring some team coming from nowhere that we haven't seen, if you really think about it, in the AFC, you got Kansas City and Buffalo, right? That's your top tier. You got Miami, That's it. That's in kind
that
of
offense
outside,
is just right? so explosive.
It is.
I mean, look, the Eagles. I mean, I would use.
I mean, I would put those three. That I would probably go in order: Buffalo, Kansas City, Miami.
I think that's fair.
And then you know, I don't know. Like, can the Chargers get in and get hot? I mean, once they get healthy,
right?
You know, they could be a little dangerous.
Keenan Allen scores yesterday. He's back.
Right. You got to get Mike Williams back. They got to get Bosa back.
Yeah, Eckler's a nice back to have.
Yeah,
right?
He's a good player. Yeah.
So that Chargers team is sneaky. And look, you look at the team that got to the Super Bowl last year. The Bengals have been winning games again. That offensive line's still a bit of a mess, but they've been winning games.
Yeah.
I was surprised they won yesterday. Okay, I thought the Titans were going to win.
Baltimore,
they're a mess.
They really are.
They're a mess.
Defense is, you know what's funny is that Tennessee team is a confusing team. Now, we get to see them because they play it tough. First of all, they're well coached.
Yeah.
They play tough, you know. I mean, they're a good team. They're a good team. Yeah,
and then you have a beast in Derrick Henry. The only problem is Ryan Tannehill's a mess.
Well, you know what's weird about him? He looked great the week before.
Yeah, and then yesterday, I mean.
Yesterday was horrible.
Yesterday was terrible. He came
back from injury.
The Bengals did a good job kind of slowing down Derrick Henry as much as you can.
Yeah, man.
Down. And really, the only passing yards Tannehill could get were screens to Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You know. And it's not like Robert Woods stinks. Like, he got a decent receiver. He couldn't hit him.
No.
So you go 9 men in the box next week.
Wow.
You know, like,
I mean, that sets up as a tough game. So
it does.
We'll see. You know, I mean, if something happened, they drop that game. I mean, that's a so be it.
Right, and I kind of think it's going to be tough because the following, you start looking ahead, you got Giants, Cowboys after that. You got back-to-back division
Bears
opponents
too.
And the Bears, yeah.
You get the Bears. You get Giants and then
Giants,
Bears,
Cowboys, yeah.
Listen, I think that's a tough game next week. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not going to sit here and, now again, it's at home.
Yep.
So that's a good thing. But, you know, a tough matchup. But anyway, you got, and that's the AFC. In the NFC, you have Eagles, Niners, Cowboys. And is there anybody else? I mean, people go to the Vikings because of the record.
I still give them nods.
But the Vikings, that defense is hard, like horrendous.
Yeah, but if we're giving the Dolphins a nod because of their could-be explosive offense, the Vikings could have an explosive offense if Cousins is looking right in a game.
Yeah, but Miami's defense is better than
Hawkinson comes,
Minnesota's defense.
They bring in Hawkinson, which I still, for the life of me, don't understand that trade for Detroit. I don't know why they make that move, and Hawkinson scores a touchdown last week. So now you got Jefferson, Hawkinson. I mean, it's very similar to the Eagles' offense minus the threat to run for Cousins.
Agreed.
Right?
But let me ask you a question, though. If I look at Miami's defense is decent.
Yeah.
Minnesota's defense. You watch Thursday night's game?
Yeah, they're not a good defense.
Are you kidding me? Mac Jones.
Yeah.
First of all, Mac Jones picked them apart.
That can't happen.
And then they got run all over. I mean, they were lucky to win the game. They're a paper tiger, dude. I mean, they're above the Giants because their offense is good.
Yeah.
But that defense is not good.
No, it's not.
And you look at it, I mean, is there anybody else? It's Eagles, Niners, and Cowboys.
No, I mean, you look at some of the teams that will be in the playoffs, right? Like Seattle will probably make it, but that was an awful loss for them yesterday against the Raiders.
Yeah, well, they're not good. Let's face it, they're a good story.
Yeah.
But Geno Smith.
Just trying to think.
Their defense isn't any good either.
You know, the Packers are done.
Listen, Rodgers, we saw the last game Rodgers played in Green Bay.
Yeah, he's cooked.
That's it. Jordan Love comes in, looks good. He's out. Rodgers comes back. He'll be in San Fran next year because Garoppolo's last year, and Rodgers goes to San Fran.
I guess the one other team you always kind of have to pay respect to is whatever team Brady's on, and you know the Bucs have been winning games recently.
Yeah, although did you see it? Did you watch yesterday?
I wasn't locked into that one. The Browns come back. I mean, the Buccaneers had.
Dude, they're not good, dude. I'm telling you, Tampa. I heard all this Tampa love because I told you I like Cleveland over the game, right? Last week. I hear all this Tampa love. I don't see it. I really don't see it. They're not good. They can't. Brady's struggling to get any sort of protection.
Yeah.
Their line is bad. They can't run the ball. They're not a good team. And their defense isn't what it used to be.
No, it's not the same defense as last year.
So I don't fear Tampa.
No, I don't fear them. I just, you know, they'll be in it. And it'll be a respect factor for Brady. But, no, the fear is San Fran and Dallas.
That's it. It comes down to it. Here's the question. Is this year's NFC better than the year of 2017?
Yes.
Is it?
If both quarterbacks stay healthy. I mean, Case Keenum was the quarterback of the Vikings.
Yeah. I mean, the Vikings were good.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a good year that year.
And the Saints were very good that year.
Yes.
The Rams were very good that year. They just got upset by the Falcons.
Well, that's my point. Like, there were some decent teams.
It's hard to tell. I mean, obviously, there is going to be a team that gets hot at some point.
Well, I mean, I'm looking.
The Falcons weren't a good team, and they took the Eagles to the wire. I don't want to say they weren't a good team, but you get what I'm saying. Like, they weren't the team that you feared.
Who, the Atlanta?
Yeah.
I mean, they had Julio in his prime.
Yeah, but that wasn't the team. Out of the Vikings and the Saints and what could have been the Rams.
I got news for you. I thought they were going to lose to Atlanta.
Thank you, Keanu Neal.
I did.
On your knee.
I thought they were going to lose to Atlanta that year. Atlanta was decent. I'm trying to find the path. I think there's a real path. Especially since, you know, who knows how it will happen with the road is to Lincoln Financial Field. But let's be real, man. The road to Lincoln Financial Field will take you to the Super Bowl. So I know at 10-1, whoa.
That's huge.
That's a monster. A monster. All right. Listen, we're going to open up the phone lines. Guys, how you feeling? What are we feeling today? We excited or what? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio, Judas. 97.5, The Fanatic. All right. Royal Billiard and Recreation. Let me tell you about Royal Billiard and Recreation. That's my friend Audra. She's fantastic. I mean, just fantastic. Now, I always tell you about them because they're the best. All right. The new Royal Billiard Showroom is open, 515 Bethlehem Pike in Colmar, PA. The showroom's ridiculous, right? It's bigger. It's awesome. If you're ever going to get the man cave status up, now's the time. Get ready for the Big Birds playoff run and you name it at Royal Billiard. You can take out everything. Pool tables, shuffleboard, ping pong, foosball, skee ball, darts, poker tables. Royal Billiard has it all. You're not buying an item with Royal Billiard. You're creating memories and joy for your family. All right? The Royal Billiard sales and service teams, the best in the industry. They're going to help you choose the right products for your home. Install them with a smile. Visit the new Royal Billiard Showroom on Bethlehem Pike in Colmar or at royalbilliard.com. Royal Billiard and Recreation, the Delaware Valley's ultimate game room store since 1982.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Delaware Valley, after the big win yesterday. How great does it feel, Junis? Having a 10-1 football team.
To have the best team in the NFL?
10-1.
Feels pretty good.
Right? It's incredible, isn't it? Not?
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, look, it's just insane, right? They lose one, and then they sneak out of Indianapolis with a win, and it starts They've been so good this year that in back-to-back weeks where it looks like they haven't been themselves, we start not panicking. There were people that panicked, but you start wondering, all right, what's the deal here? What's going on? They weren't without Dallas Goedert in the Commanders game, but they were without Dallas Goedert in the Colts game, and you're wondering, okay, how big is this going to hurt them? And then last night, I hope that calmed a lot of people down. Now, we haven't really talked about the defense. It wasn't great yesterday to give up 33 points. The Eagles' defense allowed the Packers to get back into that game. I thought it was over. When they're up 13-0, right, Rodgers throws the weird interception, goes off the helmet of Darius Slay. Josiah Scott picks it off, and then the Eagles score another touchdown. They're up 13-0. I thought it was going to be a rout.
Yeah.
I thought, this one's over.
I did, too.
And they let them come right
back. Listen,
there's
a couple things, though, at play. I mean, one, when you lose Chauncey, it's a big deal.
It's huge, yeah.
I mean, listen, obviously, that front, once you get Jordan Davis back, you're still working in. I heard Sue talking about this. In fact, Bob said it this morning, and he was dead right about it. Look, Sue comes back, has a great game, both he and Linval Joseph. Now you got to turn around and play again. And your body has to get used to that. So, you know, luckily I thought it was funny because the first quarter, Fletch really didn't show up. And then he had a monster game. You know that?
Yeah.
He went there not play well.
Yeah, he did.
Cox, I thought, man, you know.
He looked like he was 10 years younger.
Yeah, he did. It was amazing.
He looked fantastic, and that might be because he's not playing 70 snaps, right? Maybe that helps him out a little bit when you can rotate these guys even more. When you bring in Sue and you bring in Joseph and you have Milton Williams and you'll eventually bring back Jordan Davis from his injury and maybe a fresher Fletcher Cox. Oh, and Javon Hargrave, too. Maybe a fresher Fletcher Cox, maybe that helps out the front a little bit too.
Yep.
Now, the only thing is a lot of the runs that the Packers did yesterday that was good for them was on the outside, and nobody was really setting that edge.
You know, there was a point, though, where the Packers were having their way up the middle, between the tackles, and I thought that they ran the ball fairly well, you know. Those pops to Aaron Jones, he bumped outside a couple times, but, you know, they still need to figure that out. That run defense still needs to get shored up.
Yeah, and you're going to need to figure that out before this weekend.
Yeah, well,
there's no mystery what Tennessee's going to do against you.
Except here's the thing, and just to keep it 100%, as we always do here, mm-hmm. I look at him and I go, well, I mean, if they slip up, they slip up. I mean, they're 10-1. I mean, there are games where that the way the league is built and structured, they probably should have lost.
Right.
And the fact that they come out 10-1,
we talk about that Cardinals game earlier
this
year.
Awesome. I mean, I gotta tell you, I'm in awe. Like, we can nitpick all we want sometimes, and I can deal with the best of them. But big picture, 10-1. Rose petals to Nick. Rose petals to Jalen. You know, even Gannon. I got 10-1. He's got to stay out of the cannon.
He's back out.
I mean, yeah.
All right.
Even though they didn't play well,
ceasefire.
Even though they didn't play well, I still got to take them out. They're 10-1. Can't in good conscience leave him in there.
Keep him close.
Yeah. 10-1, dude. They're 10-1.
Yeah, the best team in football.
That's awesome.
And they should be in the conversation. It's so funny, right? I have ESPN here right now, and it's one of the screaming shows. And which is the best team in the NFL right now? And two say Chiefs, and one says Cowboys, right? And, you know, I'm not listening to it, so I don't know if they've made mention of the Eagles. But the Eagles are going to still be disrespected.
Two say the Chiefs, and the other one says the Cowboys?
Yeah, he may or may not have been a wide receiver for the Cowboys that wore 88.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's why I said one of these screaming shows, because I'm not gonna take much out of it.
I mean, you can't. That's all nonsense.
But, you know, the Eagles are going to continue to be disrespected nationally.
Yeah.
They have been for weeks now, they lost to the Commanders.
I told you, I was on all those shows, and... You know, I was on a crusade trying to tell people they're real. I got called a fan.
Yeah.
Rob Parker, who's a buddy of mine from back in the day, Rob. He was a columnist. Robert was at from Detroit. Then he moved to the Newsday. And he was a great dude. And Rob was like, you sound like a fan. You sound like you're fanning out on. He didn't go fanboy. He just said, you sound like a fan. I was like, you know.
Yo, Bob Barker.
They're good. I mean, I can tell you, they're a good team. And then again, I was talking Phillies and Eagles.
Right.
What's there not to say about the Phillies? They were the World Series.
Right. Exactly. You're going to be happy for your hometown team.
I mean, you're a fan. They're not real. What's there not real about? And all they do is put up like look at the numbers. They put up 40 points. This offense is ridiculous. All right, Tunis. You want to open the... All right, let me get Cameron up here, then we'll open the vault. Cam, what do you say, Cameron?
Hey, guys, what's up, man?
What are you doing, buddy? 10-1, brother.
It's no greater feeling. Imagine having a 10-1 football team and the 7th pick in the draft.
Oh, my God, dude. How great is that?
Oh, my God. If you look at Tankathon, they're only one game behind the Bears for the 2nd pick.
There's the beast in Alabama. I know it's a little down year for the Tide that they lost two games, but I tell you who's ridiculous, and that's the edge rusher, a beast off the edge.
Oh man, I can't imagine adding him to the roster. Dare I say a Philadelphia dynasty? You want to talk about the roaring?
No, dude, I hear you. Hey, Cameron, I'm with you, brother.
But that was fun, man. Watching the wishbone offense last night. Just running roughshod all over that beat. I love the way the production did. They just kept veering off and looking at Aaron Rodgers on the sideline, and he's just like shaking his head and sucking his teeth. Like,
yeah.
because you don't even realize he was going alien mode last night before the rib injury.
Yeah.
He was making all types of.
He was actually and I was a little worried because I'm thinking, you know what, their season's on the line. Right, like, and they had to show out. National TV, season on the line. Rodgers prideful, and he looked good.
That would have been the Aaron Rodgers game, but it never felt like one bit. They're not winning this game. They're not winning this game.
Yeah.
Going crazy, like I had not won England. He's not winning this game. And when we turned it on, we turned it on. And it's just like he just said, yeah, it's over. It's over. Just shut me down. Put Jordan Love in. Here come the rib injury.
That's it. That's the last game he plays in Green Bay.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I think they. Well, now there's no reason to. You got to turn it over to Jordan Love. He looked good too. You got to go. All right, let's play Love, and then you know, then next year if he wants to play,
yeah.
I mean, it makes sense to go to San Fran.
Maybe go to the Jets.
Maybe.
You imagine?
Yeah, maybe.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
You need a quarterback.
Yeah, that Garrett Williams. Not a bad life throwing to Garrett Wilson either. Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't have a quarterback like ours, man.
No, dude.
Trust, man.
Yeah. I can't.
All right. Good
stuff, brother.
All right.
I see you, pal. Happy holidays in Philadelphia. All right, Tunis. Open it up.
You know, when we began opening this vault nearly 2 hours ago, we had no real idea what we'd find inside. As it turns out, we haven't found very much.
Well, of course, it's a Monday. It's a Victory Monday. So what we normally do on our Mondays is we relive some of the sights and sounds of the Eagles game. But I also have sights and sounds of the Furkan Korkmaz game that took place last night for the Sixers.
Yeah, how about
against
that?
The Orlando Magic.
My God.
Another nice win for the Sixers, which they've been doing pretty well. You know, they're obviously banged up right now. But yesterday, the Sixers win 133-103. And Korkmaz with the 17 points. Still don't know why he's still on this team, but that's a conversation for another day. But we'll start with the Birds, and we'll go with the first drive highlights. Really, it's just the Jalen Hurts show, finished off by the Kenneth Gainwell touchdown. But here's Hurts just running mayhem over the Packers and literally breaking ankles.
Series, Kenneth Gainwell now in. It's 3rd and 10. Hurts stepping up, got away from the man who was policing him, and Hurts gets the first down and more. It's a gain of 23 to the 48-yard line. Rudy Ford got him at the sideline.
It's so hard to play the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts. They've got a spy sitting right there waiting on him. But you got to get him on the ground, and that's not so easy to do anymore. This young man very much in the MVP race because of plays just like that.
And the injured Packers, the man we just mentioned, was not starting. Darnell Savage, who has been a foul for a horse collar. Third and six. Hurts design run takes off. Easily the first down. Hurts on his way. First and goal for Philadelphia.
So effortlessly,
Hurts too. On this opening drive.
Play the run from the quarterback position first against the Philadelphia Eagles.
From the four, Gainwell slams it inside and in for an opening Eagles touchdown.
You're right. It is effortless.
I mean, you watch him. It's ridiculous.
He glides.
Yeah.
He glides. Like, watching Kyler Murray run, right? He's a smaller dude, right? Kyler Murray looks like he's really fast, but he's got those really choppy steps, right? It looks like he's, you know, he's a maniac out there on the field.
Right. He kind of pitter-patters.
Right. Whereas so Hurts just takes the long strides down the field and... You know, it's incredible. It was a joy to watch him yesterday. So the Eagles obviously up early. Then there was the interception off the helmet of Darius Slay, picked off by Josiah Scott. And then Miles Sanders, who I know we're going to be talking about Hurts a lot today.
I thought he ran tough, man.
He had a monster day. And his first touchdown was tough. I mean, he got wrapped up a couple times. Yeah.
How about the first down to seal the game?
Yeah, dude, he was...
That was a tough run. I think he ran the ball tough that whole drive.
He was big yesterday. Another 100-plus rushing yard day for Miles Sanders. Here's his first touchdown.
The Eagles can run it really well with their quarterback.
Sanders to the end zone. Touchdown again. What a start for the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, and then I thought it was going to be a blowout.
Yeah, well, we all did.
Right. And it,
well,
and
all of a sudden, it was 13-0, and the next thing you know, you're losing 14-13. You're going, wow, when did this happen?
Yeah, and then, by the way, the Packers are driving again, right?
Hey, by the way, real quick, before you get to that point, let me ask you this. Hmm? You didn't have any issues them going for it, did you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, I know it was on their own side of the field, but...
Yeah, I was fine.
They've made that play, I feel like, 90% of the time.
Yeah.
The sneak. And it was a weird snap.
Well, that was it.
Never really came out of Kelsey's hands.
Yeah,
so
I mean, that was the problem.
If that play is executed, who knows what ends up happening.
I mean,
that play's
that's
been executed nine times out of ten this year.
Right, that's a lock play, usually.
And it's not like the Eagles' defense had made stops the last couple of drives either.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get some points. So they go for it. They don't get it. That sucks. Especially because you try to sneak on third and one, and you don't get it. So odds are you're going to get it the next play when it hasn't really been stopped all year. And unfortunately, it was. But Reed Blankenship changed a lot of this game, man. It was a great play by him.
Watson left at the top alone. Rodgers. Going to go to the middle of the field. Look at it. It's intercepted. Read by Blankenship. You've sunk my Blankenship. Interception for the rookie.
You don't know that reference?
No, I'm Battleship.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I just, you know.
You didn't like it?
No.
You're a little too cute for Tirico?
Yeah. I feel like Tirico saw Chauncey Gardner-Johnson go out. And it was probably like, oh, Blankenship. Let me have something ready for him. I don't like
my Blankenship.
Yeah, I'm kind of out. Like, if somebody called in.
I thought it was fine.
If somebody called in and said that today, I probably would have been like, huh, all right, what else you got?
Really? Yeah. Like, Uncle Frank comes in with it. You sunk my Blankenship?
Yes. If Uncle Frank said that, I would have been out. I would have hit him with this.
You zapping Tirico.
Love Tirico, but I'm out on the you sunk my blanket shit.
All right.
That doesn't do it for me. Miles Sanders, his second touchdown.
With second and goal. And Sanders plowing his way forward and into the end zone for another touchdown.
Of course, all the highlights so far have been on the ground, but we've talked about this throw a couple of times from Hurts to Watkins.
Quez.
Which was a great ball. Quez
great
Watkins.
Throw, though, man. Like, you know. Again, that's how you execute it.
Yeah, and I'm starting to like Quez Watkins a lot as a guy, too. I don't know if you saw the video came out yesterday, I think it was, when he scored the touchdown last week against the Colts. He went up to the Eagles fans that were behind the bench.
Yes.
And he started saying, do you forgive me now?
Yeah.
And I love that. I was like, all right, it's cool that he's, you know, he's messing around with the fans that were there because he probably heard a little bit after the fumble, which...
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest.
Freak play.
Yeah, no, nobody should have busted his stones over
no.
there, to be honest with you.
But a big touchdown, and here's how it sounded.
Then up earlier in the year, he wanted more of that. Second and 10, Hurts. We're going to try the other side this time. Coming back together for the touchdown, Quez Watkins.
And then, of course, not too long after that, the man who lost 7 pounds from vomiting popped a blood vessel in his eye because he was vomiting so violently.
Yeah.
I hate even having to talk about that, but it's a story. A.J. Brown finishes with, what, 45 yards?
Yeah.
And this touchdown when, look, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
And losing 7 pounds, yeah, that's a lot for a football player, for a big-bodied receiver like A.J. Brown.
Rib area from what we hear on the sideline. Second and goal here. Hurts throwing. End zone touchdown. A.J. Brown gets the feet down.
A.J. Brown gets the feet down.
That was nice. I'll give him props for that one. All right, so that's your Eagles highlights. Now, Furkan Mania. Because people are asking for it, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, people. There's still that weird legiency of Korkmaz fans out there, which I don't understand really why we're so attached to Furkan Korkmaz. I don't know why Doc Rivers is attached to Furkan Korkmaz. I know you have to be right now because of the injuries.
I mean, you know how they. Listen, I had a buddy of mine call me talking about Shake.
Oh, there's a lot of Shake love right now.
And I go, guys, listen.
There's a lot of Shake love.
I know
there
is. I know. It's like, come on, guys, really? You've been through this before.
Well.
I mean, again, you're playing Orlando. Like, I'm not. Listen. It's nice they put the effort in. Young kids, Tobias, and the no names. But you ain't winning without the big three.
How dare you say no name when we have Furkan Mania.
Furkan behind his back of the lane, backs up and hits it from 15. Well done. There's times in the NBA you have to create on your own, and Korkmaz did exactly that. Much needed. First points off the bench for Philadelphia. 5-point game. He puts it in the air. It's up and good. Korkmaz, you could feel it. You could see it from Orlando. And
he's the best.
Korkmaz.
That's why McGinnis is the greatest.
They'll review it, but it appears to be good. 36-32 after one. Korkmaz from Turkey Town. Oh, yeah. Here's Furkan with a difficult drive. Up and in on Wagner. Tough shot, underhand scoop. Right-hand drive by Furkan. That makes it a 24-point game. Here's Furkan for three. And that's good. Deep tray by Korkmaz. Niang from the wing back out to Furkan. And Korkmaz drills a three. His second. Sixers have 9. The lead is 29.
Thank you, 97.5.
How about that?
You can hear the tone in Tom change a little bit.
Yeah, right.
When they're up 25.
Yeah, man.
Because the second call, the Turkey Town, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all fired up.
I love from Turkey Town.
36-32 after one. Korkmaz from Turkey Town. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
And then it was, work out for three, got it.
Yeah, well.
Long season. There's no load management for Tom McGinnis.
No.
He's,
no. Yeah. Listen, again, it's good. It's winning games.
Yes.
We got Atlanta tonight. And Atlanta off a back-to-back. Sixers off the back-to-back. Now, this is a good test for them. Because what does Atlanta have?
Wing players.
Well, they got guards.
And guards, yeah.
Yeah, you got those two guards up top. Where do they struggle at defensively?
Guards up top.
Yeah.
Especially two guards up top.
Well, and now who's guarding Trae Young?
You got Shake Shack.
Yeah, again, he's not exactly a good defensive
player. Yeah, Furkan Mania, man.
Right, so you just got to watch. Like, this could be an interesting test. I'll just say that. But it's, you know, I'll be honest with you. I need my guys back.
Yeah.
I need Maxie back.
Yeah, of course.
I need Joel back, you know.
I've been winning without them.
I know. I don't want
to. It's time to blow it up.
No.
6-1-0, 6-3-2.
Listen, this is all product. Nobody watches until Christmas Day. Nobody's watching the NBA. So what happens is it's that vibe. All right? It's fake. Just trust me.
Well, at least they're sneaking some out now, though. That's good.
Yeah, no, listen, Eagle wins. So that is good. And listen, there's something about how we love rooting for bench guys.
Yeah, it's
we do. We love rooting bench guys. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's how you join us, because Radio with the Chunas hanging out on this Cyber Monday.
Dude, it's so funny you said that. I just opened up my email.
Yeah, well,
I have 500 of them.
I know.
Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday.
I know. I know. Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday. Sorry.
And you know what? The deals aren't even that good anymore.
No?
No.
I don't know.
You'll find a steal here and there.
Really?
Yeah.
If I told you, I have no idea.
I got one good deal Friday.
What'd you get? Well, hold on. Tell me about it after. No. We'll discuss.
Yeah.
Shockingly, we have open lines. I got Glenn, and then that's it. 610-632-0975. The day after the Birds go 10-1 on national TV. All right, let me tell you about what's happening next Wednesday. It's a week from Wednesday. It's our seventh annual, Feast of the Seven Fishes. The celebration is back. It's going to be the best one yet. Thanks to our friends at Barone Fini Wine. December the 7th, Wednesday. It's a week from Wednesday. We're going to be back at Riverwinds Restaurant in West Deffer with that incredible, beautiful view of the waterfront. It's a great time. We're going to have fun. We'll celebrate what's going on. You know, we'll celebrate the year. Really, I hope you can join me and the Chunas together. We'll enjoy a fabulous Seven Fishes luncheon paired with incredible Italian wine provided by Barone Fini. This wine's unbelievable, too, guys. It's incredible. How about the menu? Oysters, shrimp cocktail, fried calamari, seared ahi tuna, and, of course, pasta with fresh crab in honor of my mother. We started that thing a long time ago. I still do it at my house. We're going to have incredible wine tasting hosted by Barone Fini. We're going to be giving away incredible prizes, including Sixers tickets, Flyers tickets. It's going to be a blast. Tickets are $64 per person. It's all-inclusive. Now, space is limited, so you got to call Riverwinds Restaurant to buy your ticket today. For details, visit our events page, 975thefanatic.com, the 7th Annual Feast of the Seven Fishes, presented by Barone Fini Wine.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 975 The Fanatic.
10-1. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged. Let's get it started. Glenn, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. G!
Yo, yo, yo. 10-1, baby.
10-1, brother.
Hey, listen. It's funny because, listen, every team seems to have some sort of flaws. But I think that the Eagles probably are the most complete team.
Yeah.
And even if you look at, you know, Kansas City and Buffalo, right? You got to question their defense, right? I mean, just some of the playmaking abilities on the defensive side of the field for those two teams. And then when you get to the...
I disagree there. At least certainly on Buffalo. Kansas City maybe, but Buffalo's got a good defense.
Well, with Von Miller going out, we'll see what happens with him long term, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't... But, you know, the Eagles gave him 33 last night. I mean, not like the Eagles' defense... is,
well, right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like, that's why I can't go as far. Listen, I think they're the most complete team in the NFC. I don't know about Buffalo, right? And I don't know about Kansas City. I don't. I mean, they're powerful teams. But I'm not, if that's a Super Bowl, man. I got a long time for that.
But my point is that, you know, everyone is kind of chipping away at the Eagles. Oh, well, you know, they played Detroit. Oh, they lost to the Commanders.
Right.
Now the Commanders are 6-5 or whatever their record is, right? They've got a winning record. You know, Detroit is, you know, plays everybody to the end of the game, right? But is anyone going to take shots at Buffalo for, you know, getting out of that game by the skin of their teeth, right? So it's like, you know, even with the 49ers, everyone's going gushing over the 49ers. And, you know, 13-0. Over a New Orleans who stinks.
Right.
I mean, they got rolled by the Steelers last week. I mean, it's just, it just cracks me up how, you know, listen, and I know that Chunas was talking about it. You know, all these national, the pundits are, you know, picking everybody else. I hope they keep on. I hope the Eagles, you know, hear the
news. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I hear you. I think it's a great point you make in that regard. I told you, I do a lot of these national hits. Like, anytime there's a story in Philadelphia, you know, I'll do ESPN or Fox or whatever. And it's the same. And I got the same thing, right? Which is, tell me if they're real. Well, of course they're real. What's not real? You don't rack up, you know, 350-some yards on the ground and not be real. Like, that offensive line is easily the best in football.
They're putting up, you know, like 1986. You know, Nebraska Cornhusker numbers on the ground, right?
Exactly.
Nebraska, are you going to be making any trips out to Lincoln or what?
Yeah, I'm going to take a. Yeah, I'll go out. I'm going to check it out. Yeah, I might go see Michigan. They play Michigan next year.
Oh yeah.
I was already looking at it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be.
Now, my man's excited. He's going to be. It's going to be fun. Like, you know, that's a good. Like, that's a story program that, you know, you can get back. It's a shame. Like, Carolina, he never really got a footing. He started in COVID, never got the quarterback. You know,
killed him.
Yeah, Darnold was Darnold cost him his job.
And then the owner, you know, kind of shoved, you know, Cam down his throat last year.
Exactly. So, yeah, a lot went on with all that stuff, too.
Hey, listen, he's just now he's double dipping. He's collecting that.
No, he's not. No, that's not true.
Oh, he won't be?
No. That's not going to happen. Yeah, he's not going to get both. Yeah.
All right, well, either way, he's got a lot of zeros at the end of his check, so that's all good. Good for him.
I like it, G. I like it, buddy. Let's go to Dustin. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Dust.
Yo, cuz. What's going on, brother?
What's happening, Dust? What's going on?
I know. I work overnight, so it's hard to catch your show. I'm usually sleeping right now, but...
My man! Good to hear from you. You have a good Thanksgiving?
Absolutely, man. It's
good.
How about you guys? How's the family?
Yeah, good, brother. Coop. My man, the Coop. First Thanksgiving. How about it, Chunas?
Yeah, and he fell asleep for dinner, which is huge.
Did you let him taste anything, Chunas?
No, like he was asleep. He went to...
Oh, he was out?
Yeah, he was out, dude. It was huge, man.
Oh, man, I wish I could be sleeping like that. Man, I could never get a good night's sleep. Listen, cuz, I got a question for you. Everybody wants to talk about how our run defense is weak and Gannon's not a good coach and this, that, and the third. The real question is, why is N'Kobe Dean not being played? Like, he's a quick, smart... fast player, and he's young. I understand the injuries. I understand, but they say that he is.
Well, first of all, they don't go. You know that they're not going to go base. Their base is not with three linebackers, right? And right now, you know he's not going to. They look at him not being on the field, especially during the run spot. That kind of tells you about, because you hear things about him being slow, picking it up, that sort of thing.
So you think him not playing is beneficial for our defense? Or you don't see there's any possibility?
Well, again, I mean, I'm out of practice every day analyzing what he has, Dust, right? Like, honestly, you know, there's a reason why he's not playing. But if I told you, seriously, I mean, if I told you that your run defense is leaking, all right? And you got this kid, because I was excited for N'Kobe Dean, too. I love the kid. I'm hoping maybe, like, you know, that this is more of a learning curve type of year. If he's not playing and they need another linebacker to stop the run, what does that tell you? Are they stupid? Like, they go, oh, well, I don't want to play him? Or is he just not ready yet?
See, and that's, like, the thing, like you get no updates about him, like, because... In reality, he fell to us. I understand he got hurt, but he was supposed to be a first-round pick, and we got him.
Well, again, that doesn't mean anything. That's irrelevant what he was supposed to be, though, right, brother? Like, you know, we all think we liked him as a first-round pick. But you look at some of these scouts, they go, well, you know what? You don't run enough. You can't cover enough. You know, there's all those other factors. Now, I hear you. I'm waiting for him, too. What's that, buddy?
You let me go. I got to get on a positive note with you.
Yeah.
Dude, your last caller,
he's absolutely right. And you're right, too. Dude, the NFL is all about high-powered offenses. And right now, this dude is running the most well-oiled machine. Like, and I don't want to get ahead of myself because I'm still
– yeah.
I still need to see it. You need to do it in the playoffs. You need to come up big. But, dude, what he's doing right
now,
there's absolutely no reason the Eagles should not represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Happy holidays.
Dustin, I love you, buddy. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, we're getting back to N'Kobe Dean. I don't know. I love N'Kobe Dean, right? So I loved him in college. Obviously, if he was... You know, if they thought he could contribute right now, I think he'd be on the field more.
Yeah, I mean, there must be something to it. I mean, I don't know. It's the same thing with kind of like Jordan Davis. Before he got hurt, they were only playing him 20-25% of the snaps, and you have to wonder, okay, there's got to be a reason why he's only on the field a certain amount of snaps, but he was also very effective when doing it. And then the question is, okay, if he's playing 40% of the snaps, is he as effective? Right, because there was the concern of whether or not he was NFL shape. So, you know, I have to say that there's probably something that Gannon sees that we really don't. TJ Edwards is also the signal caller for them, so it's not as simple as taking TJ Edwards off the field and putting N'Kobe Dean in.
Right.
You know, TJ Edwards is your signal caller.
It might be, you know, I'm not going to say it's a redshirt year for him, but it could be more of that. Where they're kind of like, you know, they need him to grow a little bit, you know, type of thing. I don't know. I mean, all I do know is this. I'm not evaluating them right at practice every day. So
right.
I got to believe that, I mean, there's certain elemental things. You know, you can still like a prospect type of kid like Nick. Like, I look at him, I go, man, I love this kid. I can't wait to see him play. And I was surprised early on that he wasn't even in the plans.
Right.
And that should say something, right? That at some point, maybe he will be in the plans. You know, that's the only thing I hope for.
Look, I know it was maybe a fake injury, this pec thing that made him fall to the third round, but maybe there is something there. We don't really know.
Yeah, you know, from what I hear, exactly it was more like just picking everything up and that sort of thing. You know, I mean... And again, I don't know. Again, I think one of the areas, I think the linebacking play has been decent.
Yeah, like, I mean, look, they still have Kazir White. Like, the thing. Who are you replacing Dean with? You're not going to take out your signal caller and TJ Edwards. He's been doing it for 11 games now.
Right.
So you're not just going to take him off the field, and that would be the swap. And then the other guy that you could take off is Kazir White, who's
and he's been great.
He's been fine. Yeah, exactly.
No, he's been really good. Your linebacker play has been good. It's more up front. Like, when you talk about the run game, you need Jordan Davis.
Right.
That's what's going to be paramount. You're only as good as your big boys up front when it comes to the run game. That's why he goes out and gets Linval Joseph and Sue.
Yeah. In the same week.
You know? Andre, you're on 97.5 of the Fanatic. Yo, Dre.
What's up, cuz?
What's up, Dre?
Yo, man, you know, I'm living, loving, laughing, and learning, bro.
Well, hey, man, it's the time of the year, brother.
Yeah, man, but I'm, you know, I'm basking in the glow of both the Eagles' victory and the Sixers' victory. And, you know, I'm going to make a quick Sixers point, and then I want to get on the Eagles.
Yeah,
So with the Sixers, I was just sharing with my son, whom I just took back to the train station so he could go back to school.
Where'd he go?
No, he goes to Bowie State.
Nice.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was telling him, I said, the only good thing about, you know, Embiid, Harden, and Maxey being out is if Doc Rivers is the coach that I think he is, then he's learning about his bench. He's learning, you know, what he can do, who he can depend on to give a spark to the team, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing, so that when he works them back into the rotation, now if, you know, something happens during a game, now he, okay, yeah, I remember he gave us a defensive spark, or I remember, you know, he gave us, you know, 16 points in, you know, so many minutes, right? So, like, that's the big thing that he's learning, and it's still early.
See, I think there's certain guys that I think you can how do I put this? I don't want to be dismissive of, because it's nice to get wins. But, right. You know, you're playing Orlando, you're playing these teams. Like, I go, all right, you know.
No, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it even learned, like, what do you need to learn about Korkmaz or Milton? Like, you know what they do. Like, you know, what Doc has to figure out, quite frankly, is what the rotation is going to be when everybody's back healthy. That's what he needs. That's where he really needs to worry about this team, is that what's he going to do when everybody's back, and how are you going to rotate? Who's coming off the bench? You know, that's what he's got to fix.
But that's my point, is that, you know, given the fact that these guys have extended minutes, like, for example, what he doesn't know is Montrezl Harrell, House, you know, and all of the new players that have been incorporated, and now they're getting extended minutes, so he can
evaluate. Yeah, I don't know, brother. I'm kind of on the other side, but I hear you. It's a good argument that you present.
Hey, look, listen, opinions, that's what...
Exactly. You know, it's fun. That's why we sit here and we do, you know, it's fun. We talk about sports. We exchange it. It's great.
Right. So now, in terms of the Eagles, I don't want to hear nobody talking about the offense anemic. I don't want to hear that. No, you know what I mean? I don't want to hear that. But what I will say is that I think they're going to have to come to an agreement about how many times does Jalen run. You know, because right now in the regular season, this is great. But, you know, in the postseason, you don't want to have situations where, you know, he's doing a lot of these design runs. Now, if he's, you know, scrambling.
Well, remember, though, these are RPOs, right? And the RPO is you take the lane.
You're reading.
So it's really not, you know, it's not a called run, right? So what are you supposed to do?
There were a couple that were called runs.
Well, but he runs an RPO offense, right? So the RPO offense, I saw two where they were quarterback draws. I mean, right. The predominant of the 17 runs, I mean, 14 had to come off of RPOs.
Right. They
I'm up against it, bro. I can talk to you all day. I love it, Andre. Great call. Happy holidays, my brother. Sorry, Tunis. Every once in a while, I was, you know what it is? We went deep into the Sixer.
Yeah.
And then deep into the Birds.
You get immersed in a conversation.
I can do that with all of our people. I love chopping it up with them. Yes. Tunis is back with his zapper. Yeah, I'm a little, you know, rusty since Wednesday.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And I'm getting chatty.
It's okay.
Look, you know, when I'm chatty.
You miss our friends.
I do. I enjoy talking to them. You know what's funny? I don't know how you look at the Sixer thing. And, you know, I think Doc's biggest issue is going to be, all right, how do I make the starting group mesh?
Yeah, because you've seen it. When before Embiid, unfortunately, goes back down, but Harden goes down, and it's Embiid's show again, right? He has the big historic night where he puts up 60 points, damn near 60 points, but all the other games was, you know, 30 and 10, 30 and 12, 30, 12 and 6. You know, I don't want to say Harden hurts Embiid, and Embiid doesn't hurt Harden. I'm not at that point yet, right? I got to see how Doc Rivers can make this work, but... You saw the second he goes down and B goes, all right, this is my team. And look at the nights that he had. He had some pretty good nights before he got hurt again.
Right. Like, quite frankly, when I look at him, they're going to have to change up the starting lineup. And somebody's going to have to come off the bench.
Yeah, and then Maxie, remember there was already the Tobias. Harris, the rumors that were already floated out last week by the Shams.
Yeah.
Which was sent by somebody, I'm sure.
Yes.
You know, that stuff's already being floated out there.
Yeah. Somebody's got to come off the bench. It just has to happen. Because, you know, Tobias and, especially Tobias's game.
Yeah.
Where it's too clunky. Right? It's too clunky with that front court.
You need more, look, he's had some nice nights for him
recently.
You need
more space.
Mm-hmm.
It's less him and more he needs
right,
more space.
Right, the way it's constructed. Yeah, exactly. I would suck to see him go. I do like Tobias.
Yeah.
I know it's not a popular thing.
I do too.
People hate
you know, I love first of all I love yeah, him. I think he's a great dude. He's a great leader, great guy. I mean, you know, the contract's the contract. But again, I think he's more of a four and with Tucker in, it just they don't complement each other. 610-632-0975. Now, there's somebody else, Andre, like you, concerned about the volume of runs.
Yeah, I mean, 17 carries is a lot. Now, it was 17 good carries, but he took a couple shots again. Like, that hit near the end zone, because, again, he's usually safe with his body, but he got near the goal line, so he tries to extend, which, duh, the athlete in you, the competitor in you is going to do that. But the competitor in the Packers,
right,
or whatever defense you're playing, is going to try to take that shot. And you saw the mouthpiece fly out. And you saw him grimace in pain. And you go, oh, geez, please protect yourself.
I know. But
it's a big part. I'm not going to say I mean, not
you,
to run.
Like, in the postseason, you're not going to start chucking it all day.
No.
Postseason, it's January.
Right.
You're at, presumably,
Philly, yeah.
You're gonna have home field throughout. You know, it's run. That's why, listen, they're going to be tough to beat in January.
Oh, yeah.
Especially here. There's two cold games, and then you got that nine pounding on you. Jalen's tough. Like, that's a tough team to play.
Well, I have a question.
Like, this is, I look at them and I go, they could easily get to the Super Bowl. I mean, this is like this is not pipe dream stuff.
I have a question about running back rotation.
Okay.
For you on the other side.
All right.
Because I saw something yesterday that confused the hell out of me.
Gainwell in red zone?
No.
All right. Well, I'm curious. All right. Let's.
In the end, it's nothing.
Let's discuss.
But I'm just confused.
Okay. Let's discuss it. Great to be back with you guys. We missed you guys. Hey, losing weight not only helps your overall health, but listen, research shows it also helps you increase testosterone levels, which we know right now there's a weird low with testosterone levels among men. Well, boys, losing weight can increase testosterone, help resolve issues like low libido, ED. And with NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose it contractually 20 to 40 plus pounds. Weight loss is contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize natural formulas and supplements where the side effect is weight loss. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed. NJ Diet, all natural. No shots, no hormones, no counting points, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. Schedule an initial consult at one of their convenient locations, Cherry Hill, KOP, Newark, Delaware, or from the comfort of your home with live online video consultations. No matter how much weight you need to lose, NJ Diet is for you. Don't wait for your doctor to give you bad news and try to figure it out. Stay ahead of your health by calling 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET or visit NJDiet.com. That's NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Noon time already. It's 12 o'clock, June.
Yeah, flying by. Flying by, man.
Crazy.
It was a fun win yesterday, so.
I can tell you, though, they're just so much fun. I was at home, so I didn't see, I wasn't there, but it sounded loud.
Yeah, that's why when we had the callers.
I don't understand.
We had those callers last week that said it wasn't that loud, and I thought that was bogus. And Jeff McClain even said the only game he heard
a lack of roar was the Commanders game. Oh, you know, the one that they looked awful in and the one that they ended up losing. But I was at that game, and I can tell you that in the final minutes of the fourth quarter, every time the Eagles needed to make a stop or every time the Eagles had an opportunity to make a big play offensively, the crowd was into it. When Dallas Goedert had his face ripped off, the crowd was booing like crazy at the referees. So I don't buy what some of the callers said last week about how it's not the same as it used to be. It might not be the same as it used to be at the Vet. That's fine. It was enclosed. It was more people. It was a different society back then. But I don't think the link this year is different than the link last year or before that. It sounded loud through the TV.
Sounded real loud.
When they scored, you heard the fight song pretty clear coming through the fans.
Yeah.
So I didn't buy that from the people that called in last week.
No, I agree. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Can I ask you this running back question?
Yeah, what do you got?
It was weird to me. Now, it ended up being nothing. The Eagles won 40-33. Miles Sanders ran for 150 yards. Why was Boston Scott in on the first play?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw the same thing.
I was sitting there going, is something wrong with Sanders? Did I miss something?
I know. I know.
And I didn't get it. Right? It was all, it reminded me of Deuce Staley. Oh, he's the next big head coach. The guy would just send out anybody. Right? Like, oh, it's your turn to go out there and play running back for a few snaps. Oh, it's the fourth quarter, Wendell Smallwood. You haven't played yet all game? Go ahead, go out there in a tie game against the Cowboys. Like, that confused the hell out of me with Deuce Staley. It was confusing. First snap, it's Boston Scott in the backfield.
Yeah, I felt the same thing. Because remember, last week, it was all, we saw so much
Boston Scott. But that was at least later in the game where you'd maybe, what he would probably tell you is, hey, we tried mixing it up. But first play, like what?
No,
it
I know.
Nothing. It meant nothing. Well, I'm not complaining about it. I don't get it.
The one thing he's clear about is Gainwell is in red zone.
That's fine. They did that last year, too.
Right?
Remember, he scored 5 touchdowns in, like, yes, the first 4 weeks,
yeah,
and then they didn't play him?
Yeah.
Because Jordan Howard comes in.
Yeah.
Which I get it.
Yeah, it's
but
weird.
But then Gainwell just disappeared last
year. Yeah, it's kind of weird, to be honest with you.
Everybody was, and then remember, training camp, it was, looks like Kenneth Gainwell is falling out of love of the Eagles coaching staff. He's not taking that second-year jump. That was the story coming out of camp. The two stories was A.J. Brown is going to catch 1,000 balls this year, and that Kenneth Gainwell was not looking good.
Yeah, I don't get the Boston Scott thing. Honestly, I love Sanders. I got to tell you, Sanders, what do you do with him? Because he's had a great year.
In this offense.
And he runs tough,
yeah,
man.
In this offense, he's looking good. The only concern I'll still have is he's always had nagging injuries. This year, he's been healthy. So, awesome.
I mean, he's played really well, and he's run tough.
Contract year?
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
It's just, how much are you going to pay him?
You know.
That's the big question. How much is he asking for? How much are you going to pay him? It's not hard to find backs. But when you find one, it's nice. Like it is. Like Miles Sanders has been good this year. Very good.
I mean, he's been great. He's been great. Like that, you know, if you look at the way it's tough, like between the tackle runs.
Yeah. Which is surprising to me because he's never really done that.
I know.
He's been a bounce to the outside guy a lot.
It's a great question, bro. It's a great question. Let's go to Bum. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Bum.
Yo, cuz.
What's up, Bum? What's up, baby? How was your Thanksgiving?
Man, it was great, great, man. Like, I think I still fall from Thanksgiving. My stomach's still set. Yeah, I turned it down. But how was yours, man?
Good, good. It was nice.
And, just to speak on that Miles Sanders situation, the only, like, I don't think because of the contract year notice, Miles Sanders, like, reached another gear once Jalen Hurts started that Saints game last year, like, when Jalen Hurts was officially made the quarterback. It's something about the chemistry him and, like, Jalen Hurts got is the reason why Miles Sanders got the boost that he got.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was running hard with Carson Wentz, but you got to think about it. Carson Wentz relying on his running backs, you know, for the, you know, the little dump passes and stuff. So, but anyway, but about last night, last night, only reason why I'm not sweating because first and foremost, we're not even going to count the first two touchdowns because for one, they had, you know, like for one, we shot ourselves on the foot and we gave them easy, easy field position.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, that's still Aaron Rodgers. But everybody's talking about the defense, but we got to remember, like, this is still one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. Before he went out, he had 101 yards?
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. Like, and again, their season's on the line.
Exactly. It's like, and it was a do or die. And I don't care. Yeah. You see how he carved the Cowboys up?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm talking about carved them up. Like, these last couple games, Aaron Rodgers has been, like, he don't have that John Wick look like he used, like you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, I ain't into it. Like, man, he got the John Wick, man. He got the John Wick look, you know, after the
guy. Oh, that's a great line. Bo, that's a great. He's got that John Wick look. You're right. That's genius, man. You're right on. Yeah, he does. He didn't have it last night after he got hit.
Exactly, after that hit. Like, yeah, he went back to what's your name?
He looked like John Candlestick.
He went back to the Post Malone with the man bun.
Yeah.
Look, he's all scared. He looked at the scared. Remember Post Malone throw?
Yeah.
And then he got hit. That's how he looked. He tried to act like he was cool, but it's like, no.
Bob, that's classic, Bob. You're the best, man. That's a great call, dude. That's a great call.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
The reason why I think, like, us as Philadelphians had so much love for bench players, because for one, the last bench player we had that was somewhat of a monster was Lou Williams. We didn't utilize him right, and he went to another team and started and won Sixth Man of the Year how many times? And it's like, that never left our hearts. So it's like, when we got somebody that got the potential that Lou Williams, they got the same role that Lou Williams had.
Who's that? Who's that?
I'm talking about like come off the bench.
Yeah, who's Lou Williams?
You know the old Lou Williams.
No. I know who he is. Who on this team is Lou Williams?
Oh, who on this team is Lou Williams? Like, I would have to say, I think before we traded him, I think it was Isaiah Joe.
Nah, I mean, I mean Lou was special. I think he was real special. Hey, Bum, you're the best, man. You're the greatest. The great stuff. You know, nobody's on this team. This Tyrone, Club Tyrone, going shakes Lou Williams. Come on, man. Stop with the shake. How many times are you going to see this again?
Yeah, not shake. Definitely not Isaiah Joe at all.
How many times are you going to see shake this? Like, he's just not ready for the, he's not good. He's not a point guard. I mean, again, you can get away with it in November. He ain't getting away with it in the playoffs, man. He's got to shorten his rotation, and that's that. I mean, I'm going to be real with you guys. You know what I mean?
Shaky shake, man.
Stop. I can't do that again. I can't go back there. He's bald.
It's so funny.
It's just the Magic,
it's,
who got nobody.
It's so funny that some of these guys, and the reason why I played the Korkmaz highlights in the vault today was kind of more so tongue-in-cheek, because there are still a legiony of Korkmaz people. And I feel like they've been here for 10 years now. Doesn't it feel like that these guys have been here for a decade?
Yeah. Yeah,
Is year five for Korkmaz?
I mean, what more you need to see out of Korkmaz and Shake Milton? Like, these guys, you don't turn into playoff players overnight. I mean, the guys you're looking at that you want to see, like, here's the thing. Niang looks good, right? Because he lost weight. He looks good. Melton's legit. Like,
and I'm still only playing Niang X amount of minutes.
Correct.
You know, I'm not. Last year was way too much. And we saw that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, you win the playoffs with a short rotation. Let's go to, we got Moo. Moo.
Yes, gentlemen, we have arrived. 10-1.
10-1, Moo.
Yes, yes, yes. Yo, listen, Shane opened up the menu yesterday and everything was served from the RPR, man. He was serving everything and Jalen was the main course.
He was. RPRs, baby.
RPR.
Boo, I love it.
I'm fully confident right now. I'm fully confident. Fully confident. Like, they can't stop this offense. They cannot stop this offense. I do want to say one thing, though. Like, we got to get our we got to be able to tackle.
Yeah.
We got to wrap up.
Yeah.
I mean, so many miss. You know, a lot of people saying it's stopping the run, but I'm going to take it a step further. We got to tackle. We got to tackle.
Yeah, but you know, you're only as good as the big boys up front, right? So it's going to take a little bit for Linval, Joseph, and Sue to kind of get into that rhythm, man. You know what I mean? Like, Sue was talking about how story was after the first game. When you come back like that, you got to get back in the game shape, you know?
True. But, you know, we got to go back to the fundamentals. You put your hands on them, you got to tighten.
Yeah.
You got to be able to tighten up. But we looking so good right now. You know, I can't see teams being able to plan for us.
No.
You know, like when you watch the last, when you look at the last 11 games of our film, we had a game where AJ Brown turned up. We had a game where it was all about the run game. We had a game where it's about the defense. I mean, I don't think you can plan for us. You can't plan for us.
I love it. I agree with you. I mean, you can't, because they can go at in so many different ways. And when Goddard comes back, I mean, you know, then you got that that weapon. I mean, it's their offense is legit, Moo. I mean, just
it
legit.
Is legit.
Yeah, brother.
I'm going to leave y'all with one last question. Where are we going to end the season as far as record-wise, regular season?
That's a great question. Let's think about it. All right, Junis. So let's give them one L. They could lose Sunday to Tennessee. So what do you think? I'll go 13-4.
Yeah, I'm still thinking they might split with Dallas.
Yeah, they could go 13, give away the last game. They're still the number one seed.
Yeah.
At 13-4. Either 13-4 or maybe
they should be the number one seed.
Dude, they went to my preseason drunken with
14-3.
Was 14-3.
So here's my
I'll stick with the 14-3.
Here's my one level of concern.
What's that?
With the 13-4. The Minnesota Vikings schedule is kind of weak the rest of the way.
What do we got?
So the Vikings, of course, their record is 9-2. So just one game behind the Eagles. They have the new look led by Mike White Jets this Sunday. Then they got the Lions, which, okay, Detroit's playing tough. Colts, Giants, Packers, Bears.
That's pretty weak.
Yeah. So 13-4. Now, the beauty is you have the tiebreaker, because you won in week two against them. So if both teams finish 13-4, you get the nod.
See, I don't think they're very good, even with that schedule.
Yeah, but that's four more wins.
Yeah, I guess.
They need four more wins to get to 13 out of the Jets, which, look, I like, you know, it was cool. Mike White in the rain. You know,
Jets have weapons, though.
Yeah. Jets, Vikings, Colts, Giants, Packers, Bears. Look, we talk about the Giants. I still don't believe in their actual record, which I don't know if I should still be saying that at this point, but I really don't. Like, the Vikings should beat the Giants.
Yeah, I will tell you, the Dallas game they may have to win that game just to put a stake in them.
They might.
Because you're up two, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're up two games. They have three losses, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. The Eagles, and then they lost to the Packers. Yeah, they're 8-3.
Okay. So here's what they got. They got Indianapolis, Houston, both at home.
Okay.
At Jacksonville. I mean, theoretically.
That's 11-3.
Then the Birds. Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Then at Tennessee, and then at Washington.
Which is always a battle.
There's not a lot of losses there either.
So you're 11-3 going into the Eagles game.
And theoretically, we would be, let's say there's one loss that comes between now and then.
They'd be 12-2.
12-2 v 11-3.
And if you win, you lock it in because you now won both games.
You win, you're in. You're in. It's it. You lose, they're both tied. Now, Birds have two layups, too. Tennessee's not a layup at Tennessee.
I think Giants are a layup, but, you know, they're still doing it. They're still 7-4.
Plus Saints.
Oh, yeah.
That's a layup. They're done. Andy Dalton stinks.
I still can't believe they have their first-round draft pick. It's amazing. Why aren't they playing Jameis? Like, that's stupid.
Way stupid.
That's
I don't understand.
So dumb. Unless they don't. Well, no, there's no point. There's no tank because they gave up their first round pick.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that they're not playing Jameis.
Who cares?
Right. Keep on playing Andy.
Right. The Red Rocket.
Yeah. Go for it.
Karate Mark. Karate.
Happy holidays, motherfather.
Happy holidays.
If I could, I would like to start this conversation off with a yo, please.
Sure.
Ah, because you said happy holidays, we'll go with this one.
Because we got a yo.
Merry Christmas. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Y'all are the best. So my yo goes to our friends over at 4th and John. Not only do they run a free tailgate every time the Eagles are at home, everybody's welcome to come by for free food and drinks. But in addition to that, every year, Alicia and I, we run a toy drive for a local place called the Goofy Gators.
Nice.
Goofy Gators, they collect toys and they send them out to families with special needs that could use a little extra help during the holidays. 4th of July caught on to this a couple years ago, and once a year, they do a toy drive at their tailgate. I stopped by yesterday, left with a trunk full of toys.
Thanks. Oh, that's awesome.
4th of July, yeah, 4th of July show. Shout out to them. Awesome. Second half of the conversation, I'm going to coattail off of what Tyrone does once a day. Word of the day.
Yep.
My word of the day, resilience. Whatever situation we've been in this season, Jalen Hurts is so resilient. In addition to his talent, in addition to him stepping up majorly as a quarterback from year two to year three, his resilience, it's just unmatchable in the NFL. At this
yeah, point. I agree with that. Yep.
Nothing sweats this kid. Nothing breaks him. Nothing sweats him. We've come back. We've held leads. We've smoked teams. We did a shootout with Aaron Rodgers last night. And just this kid is just so much fun to watch. He's given the city a ton of hope, and he's a Christmas present in himself.
He is.
Happy holiday, guys.
He is. It's a great call.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Eagles! There you go, brother. There you go. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. As we hang out. What a day.
Tyrone's all fired up about Shake.
Oh, stop. I know. He's texting
me. He's all fired up.
He stinks. I mean, seriously, all due respect. How many times are you going to watch him play no defense and hogs the ball? I mean, all due respect. Come on. We're going to see this again because they beat Orlando and he drops 25. I can't do it. I can't. I've seen enough. He got buried on the bench for a reason. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio. Tunes. Right here. 97.5 The Fanatic. Listen, you know how much I love locally owned and operated businesses, right? You know how much I talk about Philadelphia pride. Well, guess what? When I found out that Peruzzi Nissan wanted to be part of the Anthony Gargano show, I go, oh, yeah, I'm in, man. I, the uncle's retired, right? And so when Fred Peruzzi, his family, they've been owners for over 40 years. They've been a pillar of the community, Delaware Valley people. They support local businesses. So I thought, you know what? I love their mission. In fact, their mission statement is our business is you. And at Nissan, they've got the best of the best. Bob Seidenberg has been with the Peruzzis since the very beginning. And when it comes to inventory, you're going to have to get over to Peruzzi Nissan. The dealership's like a palace. You're going to feel welcome right away. The moment you walk in, all right, you're going to just go, wow, this place is awesome. Look at the inventory. At Peruzzi Nissan, the newer certified pre-owned vehicle on your list is there. It's there right now. It's present. Peruzzi Nissan. Visit them on Lincoln Highway in Fairless Hills or at any time you want, PeruzziNissan.com. And remember, at Peruzzi Nissan, our business is you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 12:30 across the Delaware Valley. 12 o'clock hour brought to you by our good friends at ServiceFirstHVAC.com. Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. That's right. Ryan. Tunis. Team USA with the big draw. Now they got to beat Iran. They're in.
Yeah, I was shocked that they got the draw. But they outplayed them.
As
I've heard from a lot of people that know more than I do about soccer. So they outplayed them. And now you hope they can pull out the win against Iran. And if you do that, you're in. So go Team USA, man.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm pumped up.
It would really suck if they got bounced.
You got to beat Iran.
In group play. Yeah, you have
to. Somebody's got to give me the scouting report because I did see that they won.
Yes, they did.
So they're 1-1. They got smoked, and then they win. So now
they beat Wales.
Right. Whom USA draw with the late goal by that Gareth Bale.
How dare you.
After the union fiasco. All right, let's talk about our 10-1 squad. Tommy, you're on 97 by the Fanatic. Yo, Tom.
Anthony, how you doing?
What's up, brother? Happy holidays.
Yeah, same thing. Hey, Jesus, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, guys, listen, you know, the biggest thing that people don't even realize is how you win in the NFL is you control the clock, time of possession. All the years that the Patriots have won, they never overpowered you with talent. They overpowered you because Belichick and Brady were a master at controlling the clock at the end of the game, not letting the opposition. How many times did we see them go down against the Chiefs, okay, and Brady, with 2 minutes left, never gave the ball back?
Yeah.
And that is pounding the rock. Listen, here's the other thing, too, is they don't have a big back. God forbid, if they had a big back, it would be over. Games would be over in the second quarter. But what they do is they neutralize it with their speed with the smaller backs. And that's why he constantly goes for it on fourth because he knows keeping the other team off the field, that's the way you win games. You control the clock.
I agree with you. You're right.
And listen, people, for years, they wanted to go with this high power. Now, let's throw the ball down the field. Listen, you win to a certain extent when people figure that out. Okay, when teams figure out that you're constantly throwing the ball and you're letting your quarterback get beat up back there,
it all depends on who your quarterback is too.
I mean, look, they have a guy now who, listen, let's face it, in the NFL now, if you don't run as a quarterback, you the standing tall in the pocket guy might be obsolete now. You know what I'm saying? You may need to draft a guy who can probably rush for 60 to 70 yards a game as a quarterback.
Well, you got to do both. I mean, I'm a big believer that you need somebody. Like, if you're going to win, look at the athletes. I mean, you know, Mahomes.
Look at all the top teams, yeah.
Right, Mahomes, Allen, Herbert. Like, they're all good athletes throwers.
Look at Baltimore. Baltimore, the same thing. They'll win 10 games every year just because of that guy's legs.
Yes.
Just because of that guy's legs.
And he's got, if he can ever figure, because he has a strong arm, man.
Yeah.
If he can ever figure it out.
He makes bonehead mistakes. That's what kills you. He's got, which here's the thing with Jalen.
He's smart. He's got great head.
He never turns the ball over.
Yeah.
So far. And that's another thing, too, is you could have all the legs in the world, but like you said, if you're turning a ball over like the guy in Baltimore does late in the game, well, good are you?
I agree, Tom. You're right. That's the thing. Jalen is such a smart player, such a heady player.
Look when he runs.
Yeah.
He runs. He tucks the ball in like a running back. He holds it high to his elbow
and
tucks it in. That's a running back. They teach running backs to do that. How many quarterbacks?
When you run all those RPOs, you know how to protect the football. Well, he does.
Yeah, that's my point. The guy from Baltimore, he'll run it and he'll hold it out like a loaf of bread and turn the ball over late in the game. Yeah. And I tell you, and it's just they're gonna be there to the very end because the style that they play, they're gonna be very, very hard to beat, especially in December.
I know. How about him? You got to go through the link to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, and you got to face that team pounding on you. That's the old adage: run the ball, pound on somebody.
You could say what you want to say. Yes, it's changed over the years, but go back where you win in the NFL is like you said: you pound the ball, control the clock.
That offensive line is just they're incredible.
How about they bring guys off the bench? They got the tackle that they picked 2 or 3 years ago. He stepped in last.
Dillard, Dillard came in last night.
Dillard came in. Then you got guys like you got a backup center that you drafted 49th, I think, and he's going to be good when Kelsey goes.
Tommy, great call, brother. You listen, they got that line is special, man. That old line. I know we talk about it a lot, but I almost feel like we don't talk about it enough. They're ridiculous. Tunis, from Kelsey to Lane, Lane was awesome last night.
Yeah, he was. There was the one play that they pointed out where Lane Johnson and Seumalo both had to go from the right side to the left side. And they were blockers upfield for Jalen Hurts. And it's just, they're so athletic. And look, Seumalo's improved a lot.
I've never
been the biggest Seumalo guy.
He looks fantastic.
He was a guy that really struggled when he first got into the league. And there was all this talk about how he was going to be the future center of this team. And my man couldn't stop a bull rush ever. He got really good. Not really good. I don't want to go really good. He's not Lane Johnson or Jordan Mailata or Jason Kelsey, but he's a good guard to have on this team. Because remember, you've been messing around with Brandon Brooks the last couple of years, and unfortunately he's been going down with injury. Seumalo was hurt last year, so we never really got a good look at him at guard. And he's filled in nicely this year.
He really has. He's done a great job. They did a great job. Howie did a great job replenishing that line, too.
Yeah.
And you got Juergens on the way,
Look, Landon Dickerson has been tremendous.
He's
barely hear his name.
You know what's amazing?
It's a good thing.
Yeah. In fact, when he got left the game, got hurt, tweaked the ankle. He was in the tent. You're like, oh, man.
But he got called. I remember he got called for a false start yesterday. And I was like, damn, I forgot he was a thing. I forgot he existed.
They're so ridiculously good. Let's go to our buddy VT Ron. Ronnie, what do you say, buddy?
My man, Pots and Pans, Tunis. How you boys doing up there? Everybody doing well?
We're smiling ear to ear today.
Yeah, man, 10-1. 10-1. And, real quick, before you led me into the offensive line. That's what I want to touch on. But before we get there, Anthony, you can appreciate this. Matt Rhule going to Nebraska is a home run. It's a home run for Matt Rhule, and it's a home run for Nebraska.
Yeah.
With the Nebraska's tradition and Matt Rhule knowing how to coach in college, he got stuck in a bad situation at Carolina. I'm glad he's out of it. He's going to have Nebraska competing for a national championship in the next 3 or 4 years. You watch. You mark my words.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you, brother. Yeah.
Perfect job. So listen, y'all were talking about the offensive line, and that's what I want to talk about a little bit last night. They get into Kelsey gets into the second level. They don't put anybody over him. He gets into the second level, and he takes out the linebacker. He takes out the safety. You got Lane Johnson, who is an athlete. Tunis just pointed out that one play where he got his legs cut from under him, and any other player that doesn't have the athletic ability that he had is going to get hurt. Seumalo, I'm going to say this with Seumalo, Stoddard made Seumalo. Stoddard had to do it. And we forget about Stoddard, but Stoddard's the best offensive line coach in the league, without a doubt. So you take all of those things and you add in personnel that could come in, you got Dillard coming in, I forget the kid's name too that they drafted this year. Dickerson, if you remember when they drafted Dickerson.
Don't worry about
Dickerson, he's not healthy. He's gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
He's gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
So
you know, I just wanted props to the offensive line last night. And you're right, we don't talk enough about them. But they're the best damn offensive line in the league. Hey, boys, enjoy the rest of the week. We're 10-1.
10-1, brother. Thank you, Ronnie. 10-1, dude. For real? Like, that's an amazing record.
Yeah, they have the best record in football. 12 weeks through. Heading into week 13.
You got to be kidding me.
That doesn't happen for us all that often.
10-1. I mean, that's incredible. Sometimes you just got to take a moment and just admire it.
Yeah, and then,
right?
One of my big things was...
It's like a painting that you just look and you go,
wow, this is gorgeous.
10-1. I just want to admire it.
This is when I said it earlier in the show, one of the biggest things was how dominant they looked without Dallas Goedert yesterday, and it just makes me think, okay, when this guy does come back, because look, the Packers aren't a good rushing defense, so the plan of attack wasn't that crazy yesterday to run down their throats, but they're able to do so because of Jalen Hurts and his threat, which then opens things up for Miles Sanders. We were just talking about the offensive line. And then, oh, by the way, if you try to stack the box, you put a spy out there for Jalen Hurts, which is still a tough task. You have A.J. Brown, you have Quez Watkins, you have Devontae Smith, and you'll eventually have Dallas Goedert. This offense is legit.
Yeah.
And I don't know who stops it.
Dude,
the only times the Packers were able to really slow down the Eagles were when they brought the house. Like, they brought eight guys.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Let's discuss, because I do find it fascinating to figure out, like, I always try to game plan, see what I would come up with. The one thing I would never do is I would never let Jalen get outside of my ends. Because he gets outside of my ends, I'm dead.
Right.
Right? And then the other part you need to protect of the field is you got to spy him in the middle, right? So this way, now, you got to almost box him, right? Because otherwise, he gets free, you're done. Like, those big runs, when he gets to the outside, brace containment, you're not going to get, he'll get the corner on you every day of the week.
Right.
So you almost got to fence him in with multiple guys, which taxes you against what? Your back end.
Yeah, now you're going one-on-one coverage against A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, who's an incredible route runner.
Right.
A.J. Brown could just manhandle you. Goddard's going to be coming back. Quez Watkins is still that speed threat.
See, the only way...
You can't go safety help all the time.
See, the only way I think that you can possibly defend them is if you got such a great corners that, you know, that'll help you, right? Like, the only way that you could possibly stop them is if your secondary's locked down.
Right.
And then you could man people up, and then you could, you know, kind of focus on not letting Jalen beat you. Because what Jalen does is it's so impressive, because they're back-breaking. When he gets those first downs, my God.
Oh, yeah, it kills the defense when it's third and six and he's getting a first down. You know, and he's doing it all the time. Third and six, you stop him on first down, it's second and 10, the drive's not over, because he's going to find a way to, you know, get close to a first down every single time.
Yeah, I mean, and when it's third and seven, and like you said, and then he gets a first down, and like those things, or even if he gets picks up five or six,
and it's fourth go and for one, it,
right?
Is there, like, an aggressive offense?
Like, what the beauty of that is when you're going for it like that, when you're going, like, my beef with Doug was when he went up for a fourth and seven, not fourth and one, right? Fourth and two, you know, I get it. Yeah, like I was not upset about you, but I was not upset going for it deep in your own territory, because guess what? You know, usually that's a layup. Just so happened it was a bad snap.
Yeah, it was a weird play that actually should have been caught. There was an illegal snap that they missed, and Isaac Seumalo jumped.
Right.
So, if anything, that's the first time ever I wish they called a penalty on the Eagles, because they ended up missing two penalties on that play, which would have been better for them, because they would have punted it and they would have just pinned them deep.
Yeah. Yeah. But I still think about it. Like, you know, now the only teams that match up, like, listen, Dallas has a good defense, but I still don't know. I think you can get their secondary. Now, obviously, Parsons is ridiculous. They can rush the passer.
Yeah.
Parsons is a wild card. And who knows, again, you know, with an offense, they, you know, you get Cooper Rush, you have a distinct advantage. But I almost think the only team that kind of would worry me would be the Niners. I think they demolished Minnesota all over again. The Niners, you know, again, because they can run it and they have a good team. And they're gonna, when they're all healthy, the defense is legitimate.
Yes, definitely. And you can't really play a bend but don't break against them because Garoppolo can make throws.
But again, now you catch him, you catch him on a windy day like Matty Ice.
Right.
Where you can't throw the ball. Advantage Birds again.
Definitely, yes.
Danny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Dan.
What's going on?
What's up, Danny?
Oh, so I want to finally give some credit, not finally, to Shane Steichen for figuring out a game plan and sticking to it. Because you have obviously no Goddard, half of A.J. Brown, and they decided to run it down their throats. So bad that you had Packers players faking injuries. You had Jair Alexander flipping the bird to the fans. It was awesome.
I'm with you. It was a great game plan, dude. I agree. You're right on.
You could probably hear it in my voice. I was there. I mean, the stadium was rocking. People were into it. It was a great time.
What'd you think? I was just curious because it sounded like it just was rocking and roaring. Was it, you know, any, because people were talking last week that it was a little subdued. So you feel confident saying everybody's back?
So in the beginning, it was weird because you would get a 2nd and 2 with the defense on the field, and you kind of had to get people into it. But after they started scoring touchdowns, I mean, it was nonstop.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Danny, we're just watching a game like that against the Packers, Sunday Night Football. It was, I know it was rained earlier, but it was nice. It wasn't freezing. It had to be a great time for it. I love hearing the next day the raspy voice.
Oh, yeah. And I got to say, Jair Alexander is officially on the fraud alert.
Yeah. I love the crowd, you know, because we're such a smart fan base. That you know when someone's jaking it, when somebody's faking it.
Well, you saw the video of Alexander and the lineman looking at the sideline.
Exactly.
And dropping at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great story because, you know, the directions always come from the sidelines. They'll point, and then all of a sudden they drop.
Yeah, so, I mean, fly, Eagles, fly. And I want to give you a stadium-ridden voice here. Eagles!
Yeah! Good job, brother!
Yeah, don't tell me there hasn't been noise. You know?
Yeah.
That bothered me.
Did it bother you?
Yeah, it did. Like, the fans aren't as passionate as they used to
be. I don't know. I think, you know, people are nuts.
Yeah,
nuts.
Tickle, man. There's only 17 of these.
How great was
only
that?
Only 9. How great was 8 or 9 home.
Was that chant?
That was awesome.
Was that an amazing chant?
All raspy and whatnot.
The cracking in it. That's a good stadium voice.
Damn right it is.
By Dan. That's strong by Dan. Yeah, the Alexander, he was worse than one of the World Cup guys.
Yeah, come on, man. I do hate that.
I got to tell you, I was on a rampage Saturday morning. I work with one of my producers is a monster soccer. And listen, you know how much I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I respect it and the whole thing. I don't take pot shots. But I was like, dude, I was watching. It was like Saudi Arabia. I forget who they're playing. Every 5 seconds, they're down. And it's like they're these dramatic flails to the ground. And right away, just like your NBA. I go, dude.
Come on now.
NBA guys are hockey players compared to some of that, those acting jobs.
Yeah, guys aren't even touched in soccer, and they just.
Oh, my God. Down. They act like they're wearing, you know, knife cleats that stab them.
I once watched, like, on YouTube, like, the worst flops in soccer, and I saw a guy trip himself and then roll, like,
Yeah.
20 yards.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Come on, man.
It's terrible.
That's supposed to be a penalty or a card flopping. That's never called.
No, that's why the NBA had to do it, but Dave Soccer needs to do that too. You know?
Well, there is a rule. They just don't enforce it.
Did you see this great sign? My buddy Mark sends me this sign in the stands.
Oh, the Collinsworth one?
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
That's great.
Here to avoid listening to Chris.
It's great.
That's fabulous.
You sunk my blanket ship.
You hate that. So I got a couple open lines. You want to grab them? It's high revelry day today.
You've sunk my blanket ship.
We will.
Oh, man, that sucks. Come on.
Yeah, it's kind of weak. I kind of agree with it. We'll get back to it and go around the NFL in just a little bit. Still got a big hour ahead till we get over to Tyrone and Ricky Bo, Hunter and Jen who come up next. All right, let's talk about our good friends at the Bet Parks app who run the Bet Parks app. You can find out all kinds of great goodies to Bet Parks. Speaking of World Cup, every day you got all the World Cup matches all morning. You can bet some soccer, some, props. They have the soccer props. They have same game parlays. And then, of course, all the football you want, hoops, hockey, birds. I mean, it's just a great thing. It's awesome. All the great things they have. And there's a great way with the same game parlays. They're a lot of fun where you can kind of zone in on certain things you like. Like maybe tonight between Colts and Steelers, you can find some things that you like in this game. You know, it should be a lower scoring game, I would think, tonight. But check it out. I think that Steelers are playing a little bit better football. I like Pittsburgh tonight. I think they win the game. I'll take the Steelers. Because I think I like the way they're playing. And they're going to be better toward the end of the year anyway. So check out the Bet Parks app. You just got to remember, you got to be in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. You got to be 21. Go to betparks.com for all the details, like $750 in sportsbook credit if your first bet's not a winner for new customers. They have all the details right there. Betparks.com. You got to be in PA or New Jersey. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Lunas. As I admire 10-1, and as we celebrate, and we should celebrate Jalen Hurts, and we should celebrate this offensive line, and we should celebrate Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen, and, you know, this offense is how they're going to win. You know, you just got to make enough stops defensively and not cost you. Like, this is why I get on, you know, Gannon all the time, because, look, this offense is special. You just can't allow teams to control the ball.
Which they did. That your one loss against the Commanders, the Commanders controlled the ball the entire game.
And Indianapolis controlled the ball.
And Indianapolis, yeah. And then it took Jalen Hurts in the offense to score back-to-back touchdowns at the end there.
You can't allow that. That's the only thing. When we're talking about this sort of thing, the only thing you cannot allow is for your offense to be on the sidelines. So that means you need to be aggressive. That's why I keep going back to... Right. You know, being aggressive, and I'm not saying you're going to be reckless, but you can come out of that shell that you're in, which allows teams to control the ball on you.
Especially because you have a talented defense. This isn't a product of having no players like you may have been able to say last year, which you were able to say last year. But there are times where you're going, man, why is Darius Slay playing 10 yards off the line of scrimmage? Why is James Bradberry playing 10 yards off the line of scrimmage? These guys are playmaking corners.
Exactly.
And I get it, not all game, right? Because you could see where a guy is on the line of scrimmage for 100% of the snaps, and he's going to get beat sometimes, and that could be a big play. I totally get it. And now that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is out, I worry that it's going to be even worse with the shell coverage because you don't have a guy that can really make a play over the top. Marcus Epps is a nice player and all, but he's not a guy that I expect to make plays over the top. So I kind of expect it to be even more frustrating until he comes back. Hopefully he comes back. Because you don't have that safety that's going to give you
help. Like, honestly, that's my biggest fear right now. The only fear, if I'm looking at this thing and analyzing it, I got two fears. Injuries is number one. And then the only other thing standing in the way of a Super Bowl in Arizona is the Niners. I mean, I guess to some extent Dallas, but there's a part of me, and maybe it's wishful thinking, or maybe it's, you know, how we feel about Dallas, but there's still a part of me that doesn't believe in them to get to the Super Bowl. Whether it's Dak coming up small. You know, listen, I think they have good parts. I do. And would I fear if Beckham goes there? I still haven't heard anything with Odell. Would I fear if Odell went to Dallas? I would. I don't see him get another weapon, Dak get another weapon.
Yeah.
But there's still a part of me.
Well, they also still have a boob for a head coach.
Yeah.
Like, he stinks.
Right, he does.
You know,
and that's
Aaron Rodgers should have won multiple Super Bowls.
Yes.
They won one.
Yes. Like, that's honestly the only thing. The Niners scare me the most. Yep. Who knows? You may not have to play them. They get bounced or whatever happens. They're the ones, and then you get them in Philadelphia, so that's a big deal when we're talking about the NFC Championship game. But the Niners, the way they're put together, the way they're built, they'd be the one.
And we also say how the Eagles benefit from playing in January because of the cold. Well, so do the Niners because of the way they run the football.
Listen, you got McCaffrey, Mitchell, and Debo that you can run. I mean, that's a big deal. So that would be the other one. Injuries are number one. Because, you know, again,
you've seen it the last couple of weeks now.
We obviously, I mean, they're a deep team. Howie's done a great job giving them depth. But, you know, again, you start losing guys.
Yeah. And look, now, guys, you're coming back, which is good. You're going to have, I know he's going to be eligible. Avante Maddox should be back this upcoming week. I don't know what his exact status is, but he's eligible to come off, which is huge because he's been very solid for them in the slot.
He's been great.
And they've missed him.
Yeah.
Like, they have missed him in the slot the last couple of weeks. And so hopefully he's back, and then we'll see about... Or Jordan that, Davis. Sorry, Davis is eligible
this
week.
That Watson touchdown came in.
Yeah. Davis is eligible this week. Maddox is eligible the following week. So, you know, getting those guys back is going to be huge because we've talked about since those injuries.
Hey, the other thing, too, is, you know, I'm good. Seriously. I'm good, too.
Taking time?
Yeah, like, take your time, man. Like, would I like to have him back for Dallas? Yeah. I mean, the only thing I really need to do is I just want to secure home field. That's it. And getting that bye, I mean, that's a blessing, that bye.
Yeah. Oh, it would be huge for them.
Right?
Especially with the style of offense that they play.
Yeah, man.
It's a lot of running, which means Sanders takes a lot of hits, which means Jalen Hurts takes a lot of hits.
Yeah.
So the bye would be big. And it's not like they have a easy road toward the end of the season, right? You played a physical game against some backs yesterday in Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, physical game against Derrick Henry this week. If Justin Fields is healthy, that's going to be a lot of running the football, so it's going to be another physical game. It's going to be a physical game against Saquon Barkley. It's going to be a physical game twice. It's going to be a physical game against Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard and the Dallas Cowboys. You have a lot of... Every game's physical in the NFL, but you have a lot of tough games coming up.
Yeah, I agree.
Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about this for a second because it's amazing as we sit with the NFC East, everyone above 500. Everyone's above 500.
Yep, Taylor Heineke, man.
Changed everything for
Are the Giants dead?
I can't say dead, but they don't.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Are they coming down to earth? They
don't strike the fear of me, man. Like, Daniel Jones throws for 150 yards.
Yeah, I mean, well, clearly the Cowboys are the only team in the division that you have any real fear. There were a real, you know, I don't want to say fear, but that you have any kind of concern with. But here's the Giants' schedule. One of those teams going to lose between Giants and Washington because they play in the, at home on Sunday. Then they come, and then they got the Eagles. We go there. Then they're back at Washington. So they got... They're in the midst of four straight division games.
That's tough.
At Dallas, home Washington, home Eagles at Washington. Then they finish off at Minnesota, home Indianapolis at Eagles.
That's a tough road for them, man.
Yeah, see, I think they're... I think Washington is a better team. Not long haul. A better team.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's funny, my man T. Will goes, look at how crazy it is. All three of the wild card teams coming out of the NFC East. That's unbelievable.
They could. Yeah, I mean, they really could.
That's unbelievable.
I don't know where else, let's see. Seahawks have a shot. They're right, but they're 6-5. But... no to any of the teams in the South and no to any teams in the North.
I mean, when you look at it, I mean, you got...
It's really Seattle that will fight for that third and final wild.
I can't see Atlanta and I can't see Detroit.
Yeah, neither can I.
The Packers are 4-8. Arizona's 4-8. Carolina 4-8.
Yeah, I mean, I think okay. I'm looking at the standings. I look up.
And I'm in mid-sneeze.
Yeah, I mean, it really could be.
I mean, the fact that Tampa's going to win that division, or they could win that division, Tampa or Atlanta, that record.
Yeah, it's gross. But it could be the NFC East playoffs. It really could be, because the Eagles are going to come away with the one seed.
Yeah. That's wild, man. Completely wild. Let's go to Nikki. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Nick.
Gentlemen.
What's up, Nikki? Happy Thanksgiving. How was your holiday, buddy?
Dude, it was the only down part of my holiday was I was so busy work-wise on Wednesday that I could not buzz you guys, man.
Man.
You guys were tasting up stuff and describing it so deliciously that I was literally, I could touch my ribs and my backbones were touching. No, that was the only downside of my holidays. The rest were absolutely perfect. So, thanks for asking. I was impressed. Listen, I know Jalen can run, and I know he ran. He did a fabulous job picking and choosing when he wanted to run yesterday. The kind of mileage he got, not yardage, but mileage he got every time he decided to run. It was basically the right decision. But
he real quick on that off of that point, yeah. He's amazing, dude. He's amazing. And how well he reads. He knows exactly where to go, man. It's uncanny.
Right. But I'll say this, to use my favorite ex-Philadelphia athlete. That's like saying Ben Simmons can grab 10 boards if he wants. I know he can. That doesn't impress me. What impressed me about Jalen yesterday was, dude, his arm was on fire. Like, he's made some throws that he wowed me. So if you remember, I remember when Shiplap intercepted Aaron Rodgers, Blankenship, Mership. The first call play was an out on the left pass, the left hash on the sideline, and I forget who it was to, but the corner played short, the corner played short, and the safety came over the top, and he put it on a rope right in dude's. I don't know if it was AJ Brown or Smith, the Devontae Smith, but.
It was Devontae.
Yeah. It was like 17 yards on a rope. That was so impressive. Of course, the back shoulder throw was really touchdown to Quez, was beautiful. But literally the play before, he back shouldered A.J. Brown, and he kind of got confused. A.J. kind of ran past the ball, and then he stopped, and he never jumped for the ball. And it was on back shoulder. So he made two back-to-back back shoulder throws
that I thought were impressive. So that's what's impressive to me is that.
Yeah, I will say though. I mean, and I'm with you. Like that throw to Quez was perfect. But there are times the bread and butter to the offense, because what allows him to have those throws is when you're running the ball like that, because it opens up. Yeah. Like whatever he threw for 140, he didn't need to throw for much, right?
Right.
But the way he runs that, you know, read option, that the RPOs, the RPRs, all that stuff, it's just so supremely impressive.
Yeah, and I don't want to downplay how. So I'm not downplaying how important the run game and the RPR, RPZ, or whatever is to the offense. I'm just saying I know him as a quarterback. He can run the ball. Like Tuna said, he just tucks out like a running back, and he hits the hole, and he doesn't slow down. So that's, I didn't want to downplay how effective. That's why his passing offense has come along, is because now he knows that he gets – lighter coverage, he gets man-to-man, he makes a read and makes a throw, and that's why...
And to your point, which is a really good one, he allows his receivers to make a play on the football, right? Like, you got to trust your receivers on one-on-ones to make the play, and he does that.
Look, Carson, I know how you felt about Carson. I felt about Carson, too, but there were lots of times. He had all the arm talent in the world, but there were times where he did not trust his receivers, and he wouldn't let them play, go for the ball. And that's basically why Jalen took the job from him.
I don't know about that. I think it's other stuff. I mean, remember, he threw it, like he'd see man coverage, he'd throw it all day long. I mean, his first big interception against Detroit was off of man coverage. I think it was more him throwing the ball. Not trusting guys, but trusting him, his arm too much, Nikki. I think Wentz's downfall is not that he didn't trust his receivers, is that he trusted himself too much.
Yeah, hero ball.
That was it. That was his problem.
Still is.
And he's got a glass jaw.
Still is his problem. By the way, speaking of glass jaw.
Plus, I don't think he was that bright. I mean, as a football mind.
Yeah, maybe not.
I mean, listen, he could see, I got man coverage, I'm going to throw him the ball. And I think, I mean, he proved that all day. Like, he would always, but he made bad reads, man. And that comes from those interceptions, and those bad interceptions came from not knowing the coverage.
And how many times did we talk about
getting
this?
Crossed up.
Even when things weren't totally bad was when he would just ignore the check down. And there were times he could have picked up so many first downs by checking it down to a running back, but instead he'd try to fit it through some hole that wasn't there. And then it would become an interception or batted down. Now it's fourth down. It happened time and time again. But Aaron sent me this earlier today. Speaking of glass jaw, Carson Wentz hasn't played football since week 6. We just finished week 12. Well, we got one more game. Do you know that he still has more touchdown passes than Russell Wilson?
Oh, my God, really?
It's week 12, and Carson Wentz still has more passing touchdowns, 10, than Russell Wilson's 7.
He's only got seven
touchdown passes.
And it's not like he doesn't have weapons.
No, I know Judy's hurt, but Judy.
I know, but Courtland Sutton just came back. I mean, you know, whatever. Yeah, that thing is a disaster in Denver.
I saw somebody post the dead cap hit it would take if they just released.
No, well, they're not. Like, they're done. They're going to be done. Like, that's where you got to pack it up. Think about some of these teams. I mean, look at the Raiders.
Yeah, they're literally broke.
Well, he's been cash poor.
Right.
He's like the only family-owned kind of team. Like, they didn't make their fortune in the league in another business.
Right.
But, listen, he's got, you know, they got issues. I'm shocked. First of all, the Chargers, they have all the talent in the world. They got banged by a lot of injuries. I also think that coach is...
Yeah.
He's suspect.
He's the new boy genius. He's the new Sean McVay, where he's still, he's so great. He's so smart. Look, they won yesterday.
It is good seeing the Rams go down. Speaking of Sean McVay, sold out for that Super Bowl.
Did you see what happened to him, McVay, yesterday on the sideline? I forget if the offense or the defense ran out on the field. And McVay, because he's Mr. I walk all over the field, up and down the field, he got blindsided by one of his players.
helmet right to the face, dude. Like, it took a shot.
Really?
Yeah, I give him credit. He stayed standing.
All right.
Give him credit for that.
All right. Let's do this. Let's go around the league a little bit. Because I got some. First of all, I stare at our phone lines, and I'm looking at Tyrone, the Cowboy fan. So it's going to be an interesting last segment. Thanksgiving Day, the Lions gave the Bills everything, man. That was a fun game. Was it not, Tunis?
Yeah, it was a fun game.
I don't like all these people. They're Lions. Why are you playing the Lions on Thanksgiving Day? It's a tradition. Are you one of those people?
I think I was when I was younger.
But now you're good with it?
Yeah, it's just because they lose all the time.
Yeah. Hey, whatever.
But they gave some fight.
That was a great football game.
I think the only thing is, like, I wouldn't mind seeing different teams. Now, they added that game, that fun game, which is cool. So you're always going to have two different teams, and it's not going to be the traditional Dallas or Detroit.
Right.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like the Christmas Day thing. Like, I like that it's usually the marquee teams, but it's always kind of different.
Yeah. I like Thanksgiving the way it is. I do. I like those teams playing. It's funny. It was funny. When I was doing my Fox show, they said, so you got to hate watch Dallas? I go, I hate watch Dallas every year.
Damn right.
Every year. Dallas won, though, and you kind of knew it. Giants played them a little tougher than I think people thought.
A lot of people got screwed by a very late touchdown by the New York football Giants.
Yeah, I go, guess what? Serves you right.
Line was 8.5.
Serves you right for betting on that
late
team.
Late touchdown.
Those scoundrels from Dallas. Vikings Patriots, the Thursday night game, the Thanksgiving night game, was a fun game, but geez, it's really exposed how bad Minnesota's defense is.
Yeah, the only thing you take away from it is Kirk Cousins played well on prime time.
Yeah.
It never happens.
So, you know, speaking of it never happens, how about Brady's got the ball inside a minute to go and he doesn't come back and win? Unless it's against the Eagles. But he doesn't bring him back. It was that day. That was the case yesterday in Cleveland. They got no. They tried to come back. He could come back and win the game.
Yeah.
After Jacoby Brissett brings him down the field to tie it.
And they had a lot of chances to ice that game. You know, there was a couple times where the Browns had a punt late in the fourth quarter. And the Bucks. I mean, I think the Bucks had three or four possessions in the fourth quarter and they couldn't ice it.
And the Browns played for overtime.
Yes.
They did not go for it like Dougie P and your boy in L.A.
Well, so somebody tweeted at me saying, you know, well, the Jags did the same thing yesterday and it worked. Well, the Jags are 3-7.
Exactly.
So, okay, they're now 4-7, and the team, that locker room was celebrating.
No, if you're the Chargers, you have the better team.
Yeah, and you're fighting for a playoffs.
Exactly.
It's stupid.
Exactly. And we got Cincinnati outlasting Tennessee. Are you concerned about, well, not concerned, but the Bengals, are they back? Is Cincinnati back?
I got to give Joe Burrow a lot of credit, man. I watched a lot of that game, and he did a lot with his legs. No Joe Mixon. No Jamar Chase, obviously.
Yeah.
He willed that team to that win. I thought Tennessee was going to win, and the Bengals pulled it out.
Yeah, I thought Tennessee was going to come back and win, too. Dolphins big over Houston. Jets and Mike White big over the Bears. Washington defense playing better. They shut down Atlanta pretty good. And they controlled the ball.
Robinson and Gibson's a nice two-headed monster.
They really are.
They got going on. Because remember, Gibson starts the year because Robinson had the unfortunate where he got shot. And then Robinson comes back, and they pretty much put Gibson on ice totally. And now I think they've kind of figured out, all right, we're going to do a two-headed monster. And we saw it against the Eagles because both those guys had decent games against the Birds.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a quick T.O. We'll come back, finish the Around the League segment, open up the calls, and I need Eagle fans to counteract Tyrone the Cowboy fan. In fact, if anybody wants to go toe-to-toe with Tyrone the Cowboy fan, I lose too many brain cells. All right? I just do. So if you want to take the call, I'll certainly allow you to take the call. In fact, you can do the whole thing. Tyrone from Camden, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. So, you know, if you want to do that, jump on now. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with the tunes right here. 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk about the Bet Parks app. So Bet Parks has you covered for all the World Cup. You got all this, all the great World Cup action that you're heading into this week. Team USA can be going to the next round. They have to beat Iran. You can bet on it. You can bet on all the football. You can bet on all the basketball. Sixers tonight against Atlanta. Let's see Shake play some defense against Trae Young. All right. 6-1. I mean, you know, let's see what happens. Let's see if you can get. You got DeJounte Murray and you got Trae Young. So I'm going to see Shakey Shake play a little D. Be good. Check out all your same game parlays, all your props, everything you like, everything that you love about sports. You can bet on it with the Bet Parks app. New customers to the Bet Parks app. Just sign up. Use the promo code Fanatic. You'll get a risk. You'll get up to $750 in risk free credit if your first bet's not a winner. You got to be in PA or New Jersey. You got to be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
On this Monday, winding down November, holidays upon us. Are we getting the holiday wheel back, Tunis? You hear anything on that?
I can tell you that I've not asked, but I imagine that we are.
All right. When does that start? When would it start?
It usually leads into the holidays, so I would imagine the next.
That reminds me of the
weeks.
We play the song.
The sleigh ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then that's when, you know, we called it. We gave out the name. We always give out the name.
And then we spin the wheel.
Yeah, and I always liked when people were happy. I remember last year we had that guy that was like, oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, dude. Like,
yeah, give me a little something. A little yeah, like, some joy.
Just want, and it was like a double dip prize.
Yeah, the double dip prize, yes.
And he was just like, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude, I kind of don't want you to get a prize.
Yeah, I was rooting against you then. Right, the minute you're not happy, I got to root against
you. Yeah, sorry that we, you know, interrupted your day.
Right.
By giving you free, cool, awesome stuff. Prizes are always great.
They're all good because you're all from our sponsors.
Right.
And they're great stuff.
Yes.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. All right. Let's do this. Let's finish our around the league yesterday, and then we'll get back to the phones. And, we got Tyrone from Camden, who's a Cowboy fan, and I need someone to talk to him, all right? Because I don't want to talk to him. Tunis, he doesn't make any sense. Back when he's bet every year that the Cowboys would go undefeated.
Yeah, every year. It hasn't really gone well for him.
No. No, I mean, he's a lot of blather and a lot of bluster.
And he also was happy that Cooper Rush was playing quarterback.
He's
out on Dak.
Right.
Now, I guarantee the tone has changed.
He's back in now.
Now they're winning.
Right.
But he called Cooper Rush Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And that they're just waiting to play him.
Yes.
As if he's the answer.
No, like Captain Cowboy. I mean, listen, I don't like Captain Cowboy's politics. As you can well imagine, and being a Cowboy fan and being Captain Cowboy.
I've heard from him.
Yeah, he's not doing well.
That's a shame.
Bring that up to, we love him, and even though we don't see eye to eye football-wise, we want to wish him our best.
Yes, of course.
All right, dude. Broncos-Panthers, you mentioned. How about that stank bowl?
Dude.
23-10 Carolina.
I mean, Russell Wilson's awful. My God, did we dodge a bullet, or did I dodge a bullet? Because I was the one that wanted him here.
Dude, 19 for 35, 142 yards.
Yeah.
Two rushes for 8 yards.
Yeah, he looks...
That's against a team that stinks.
Yeah, he looks terrible, man. I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened. Maybe Seattle put up with his stuff because, you know, there's always the rumors that he's been, corny and nobody's really liked him.
I know.
Like, Richard Sherman straight up hated him.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Like, what happened? He was still good last year.
I don't know, dude. That's insane.
He was good in Seattle last year.
I know.
He had a great season, and he was dealing with an injury.
I'm with you. I don't know. Dougie P goes for two against Harbaugh and the Ravens. How about that?
And that was a stink game up until the fourth quarter. Jacksonville scored 18 in the fourth quarter. Baltimore scored 15. Before that, it was a 12-10 game.
So Dougie goes, we're not going to go to overtime. We're going to go two-point conversion. Lawrence to Zay Jones puts him up 28-27. The Ravens get down the field. 67-yard attempt by Tucker.
If there's anyone you're going to do it with,
yeah,
it's Justin Tucker.
It goes awry.
Dude, Lamar's looked awful, by the way.
Indeed he has.
In the last, 2 months, he has looked terrible.
Yes. Chargers, speaking of which, another two-point conversion. We talked about it. They go Herbert to Gerald Everett. Coming back, they tie the game. 15 seconds to go on a Herbert to Eckler 1-yard touchdown. And they go for two. I don't
still
get
stupid.
That.
It worked out for him. Yeah. Congrats. Dumb.
Sometimes you can have the right result for the wrong reason.
Yes.
And that was a bad idea.
That was really stupid.
When you're the better team, you do not go for two. The Raiders outlast the Seahawks. How about ending the game? How about Jacobs? 229 yards, two touchdowns, including the 86-yarder. Is that amazing?
Yeah. May have lost the parlay on that one.
Oh, no.
Thanks,
really?
Seattle. Yeah. Carlson misses the field goal for the Raiders. And so now I'm like, oh, man. The Seahawks are midfield, practically. They're on their own 40.
Yeah.
And all I needed was a field goal. They get 5 yards. They punt. 80 yards for Jacobs.
I know.
And my Sunday was crushed.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, dude. I thought they were going to win in overtime. Anyway, Chiefs over the Rams. Rams have no quarterback.
Yeah.
They start the kid.
They're done.
They're dead. They're cooked. And they're going to be done for a while.
I hope so. Good. Going to happen to a better coach, better team, better organization. Yeah.
Niners.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
This McVay. Oh, genius head coach. He had a freaking all-star team last year.
He did. And I still thought there were times he mismanaged the game.
Yes, he got running the ball too much just to run the
ball.
Dude,
he got luck against the Niners.
Yes, he did.
He got luck in that game.
Oh, my God. I just hate that he's just been this boy genius before he even won anything. And, yeah, they won a Super Bowl last year thanks to not having a first-round pick for the next 15 years.
I know. It's pretty amazing.
My defense could be good with Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, and Von Miller, too. Sorry, still pissing me off.
Dude, I hear you. I agree with you.
And then he was going to retire after they won.
I know.
Who are you?
I agree.
Dude.
You're right about him. You didn't like him from the jump.
No. And he thinks his bleep don't stink.
I agree with you. I think you're spot on there.
Exposing the fraud. Such a genius. Can't figure out how to play without Matt Stafford.
I know. Niners. Speaking of Niners. Get the rare shutout, Junis.
Yeah.
The rare shutout.
Did not put up many points, which was interesting. Unless that's a game where they go, we don't want to put too much on tape, but...
Well, knowing Shanahan, he's the better version of McVay.
Yes.
He's actually a good coach.
Unless talked about.
Yes. He's a better coach than McVay. Better offensive mind. He's superior to McVay. I'm with you. And then, of course, you got Steelers tonight. Steelers, Colts. I like Pittsburgh tonight.
Yeah, I think it's just an ugly game. I threw together a little something-something, but I did not I did not put a team in.
What's your something-something?
Just a couple yardage props. Obviously, the Colts, they've defended outside receivers well. The Friermuth, the tight end for the Steelers, been having some good weeks. So I think I got like an alternate line for him yardage-wise. Obviously, Taylor. Najee Harris has not been running the ball well. They still feed him the rock constantly. And so just out of his abundance of carries, he's going to hit some sort of yards prop, I imagine. So I threw some stuff together.
Yeah. I like it.
You know, why not?
Well, you can go for it.
I didn't go with a money line or a spread or anything.
All right. With the Saints losing, the Eagles draft gets a little bit even more exciting. Can you believe that they are... Somebody, we had a caller earlier who brought it up, and every time I think about it, they're 10-1, right? And they have the Saints pick.
Let's see. I'll pull up the Saints schedule for you. Bucks, which I know the Bucks aren't the Bucks, but they could probably lose that game. Ew, that's a Monday night special.
Really?
Saints, Bucks. Ew, that's gross.
Oh, my God.
Falcons, Saints. Falcons should win that game. So they're going back-to-back divisional opponents. Then they got the Browns, Eagles, Panthers to close out the year. They might only win one more game. To two more?
Dude, Will Anderson, an Eagle?
Yeah, that would be ridiculous.
Could you imagine that?
So the question is,
my God, if they could get Will Anderson, dude.
So here you go. They're 4-8, as are the Packers, Cardinals, and Panthers. They play the Panthers the final week of the season.
All right.
The Panthers could go in the tank if they wanted to. You know, they probably should.
It'd be two teams looking to lose.
So that's going to be a horrific game.
Yeah.
Denver, I don't see them winning games. They traded their pick to Seattle in the Russell Wilson deal. The Rams are 3-8, but they traded their pick to the Lions, so the Lions are...
Lions look good.
Very thankful for that.
Guess what? The Lions are going to be good.
Yeah, so they have right now picks 3-13. Chicago's 3-9. I expect them to still win a game or two if Justin Fields comes back healthy. So... You know, Saints could be in that, and Pittsburgh tonight, they're 3-7. So Saints could be in that 5-9 range, I would imagine.
You still have to sweeten it to get up, probably, to get Will Anderson.
Yeah.
The problem is the quarterbacks that we had talked about, they haven't been, you know, they just haven't been there.
And a lot of teams drafted quarterbacks already.
Right. Well, no, not even that. They're always looking for quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
But they haven't materialized. Like Anthony, I was watching Anthony Richardson the other night. Man, he's just not ready. I thought he disappointed.
Yeah, they played Florida State. He had a great start to the year.
He's struggled, man. He had some easy throws that he could not convert. Like, he's big and he's fast, but he's woefully erratic.
You know, he's all of a sudden had decent back-to-back weeks?
Who?
Rattler. Yeah. And I know you're not a big Spencer Rattler guy.
Yeah, he's small. Right now, Levis is the top quarterback. So I don't know that it's not
but
like...
you know the deal. Someone will climb up.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, hope. Because we need quarterbacks to rise so Will Anderson can fall.
But here's the thing. You look at those teams that are in front of them. Will Anderson could be a Lion. They need a quarterback, but if there's nobody there.
No, they won't.
Like, I could see with Hutchinson on one side,
yeah.
Will Anderson on the other.
And then they got great weapons, and then they go to Aaron Rodgers and go, come here, come play with us.
Yeah. You want to stick at the Green Bay?
Yeah.
Come here. We got the sun god here.
Goes to the Lions.
Dude.
The way Favre went to the Vikings, Rodgers goes to the Lions.
But you think about the other team. So Houston's number one right now. They have to draft somebody. I imagine they're not trading out of that. That team's just
Honestly, that's where you start. You got to go trenches. You know?
Yeah, so maybe they go O-line. You know?
Yeah.
Bears are the second pick.
Yes.
They have a decent defense already.
Yes.
Do they go offensive weapon for Fields?
Yeah, I can't believe I did a hiccup. All right. Because I told about Levis. The only reason why I brought Levis up was because he's looked good the last week and he's climbed into the top three. So there's two quarterbacks, right? Bryce Young, obviously. I can't believe that. And Ohio State, right? You got those two kids are 1-2, and then it's everybody else. But I had Richardson as third, which in my mind was one. Does that make sense?
No.
It doesn't make sense. Like, absolutely I had those not. Kids, those one and two, they're the top two quarterbacks in the draft.
All right, so you're saying the first next one out.
The next one is what I was thinking, which okay. was Levis is three now. But I thought Anthony Richardson should be three.
Yeah, it's starting to make a little more sense.
All right, I apologize. I know. Listen, you got to forgive me. Sometimes when you speak like this constantly, you're going to make like these weird errors. And that's my brain just defaulting. All right.
Oh, thank God we got only like five more minutes left.
Yeah. No. That's exactly what I meant. Nigel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nigel.
Uncle and Cousin Shunas.
Yo, Nigel.
How y'all feeling today?
What's up, buddy?
Listen, man. I screamed at the top of my lungs before the game. I needed them to run for like 685 yards yesterday. They got half, which, you know, I'm happy about. And I loved everything that I seen from the offense yesterday. Gannon, once again, I don't know what he be thinking in certain situations or the defense that he be putting out there, but it really just be driving me up the wall, man. I don't think that game should have been that competitive yesterday, if you know what I'm saying, you know?
Except, you know what? In fairness, right? Let's think about this. One, there was the kind of bad snap at 1-4-1. That gives them the lead at 14. So they had, like, you know, that field position, you know, very deep in Eagles territory. And the Packers were playing for their life. Like, that was, think about it, that their season. That was their season. And then once Rodgers gets hit the rib, like, he was cooked. But, you know, again, you know, they had a two-touchdown lead for most of the second half.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And on top of that, I can't forget about special teams. I mean, every time I looked up, Green Bay was at midfield after the kickoff. It was just crazy, man.
I know. Special teams is bad. I agree.
They horrible.
Yeah.
I want to see somebody.
I agree, Nige.
Man, because yeah. I cringe every time Cubby's back there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
Another thing, man, what's up with this Cowboy fan keep calling, man? Like,
you want to talk to him?
Please, I would love to.
All right, hold on. You're going to talk to him, all right? Do I got you here? Wait, hold on. I got you?
Yeah.
All right, Nigel, here's what you're going to do. You're going to say, hey, Tyrone, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Got you.
All right? And then you can start talking.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, go. He's on.
Hey, Tyrone,
hey, we met at Chicken and Peace, and we ain't cool. We took pictures and everything, bro. Like, man, you don't want to talk to me? But come on, Nigel, what's up, man? What's up?
I just want to know why you called
me. Hold on. Do you know Aunt Gargano used to work in New York? When the Eagles was trash, right? He went up there, worked in New York, and became a Giant fan. All right, come on.
Dude, first of all, understand one thing.
What?
I worked in Chicago and New York. It's not about being a fan. I was a journalist, you nitwit.
No, you was a fan.
I was not a fan. I was a journalist.
Now you're hopping back on the Eagles.
There's no hopping back. That's it. I can't take it. You are the dumbest person I've ever encountered.
Where would he have gotten that from?
I lose. I worked in New York because I was a journalist. And when you're a journalist, you don't root. You flaming idiot.
Oh, my God.
I can't do it with this Tyrone. I can't do it. I lose brain cells every time the guy speaks.
Oh, my God.
That's why I forget. You know, I'm talking about the top quarterbacks because my brain's fried from dealing with him, Nige.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yo. Oh, my God. Can you get him back on?
No, I can't take it. We're at the end of the show, and I want to wind up cursing. You know what I mean?
Hey,
man, listen.
I can't argue with Don. Listen, there's certain people you can't. Nige, let this, you're my nephew. Let this be a lesson to you.
Yes, sir.
There's two people you can't win an argument with.
Uh-huh.
All right? One, people with no shame.
Facts.
All right? What are you going to do? You can't shame them.
Nope.
Two, the dumbest people in the world. All right? If you're as dumb as Tyrone, then you can't have an argument.
You really can't, because I see where it was going already, and I see how mad you got.
I can't believe you can't even have an argument. You can't do it.
Oh, my God. It's like, I mean, you can't have conversations with them type of people, man. Like, they, you know, and then it's like he's going off on something else.
And listen, he's a sweetheart of a guy, except in sports. Like, he can't have a conversation about sports because he's dumb.
Yeah, man, I get that every time I hear him on the radio. But, you know,
what are you going
to
do?
I just wanted to get you back real fast. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I got to get up out of here. But I love you.
Love you too, Nige. He's a sports nitwit. Right? You know, real life, he's terrific. And he's actually clever because I told you what he did at Chickies and Pete's.
Yeah, I remember that. He called the business line there.
Saying that that he was Comcast Sportsnet.
Yeah, we lose all props after that.
Yeah, come on, bro. You know, listen, I had to get a job. You know what I mean? That's how it works.
How dare you?
I worked in Chicago, too. I wasn't a Bears fan. I liked watching Michael Jordan play, but I wasn't a Bulls fan. All right? Please. All right. We're done. Jeez. Tunis.
10 seconds.
All right. Everybody, thanks for hanging. We love you. Stay tuned. The best show ever coming your way next. We'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.